Γιώργη.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our capital here in Enugu at the indigenous people of Biafra headquarters housing this very broadcasting unit. We say welcome to all of you. We say good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those indomitable Biafrans in the Far Eastern part of the world. You must invite your friends, you must invite your loved ones, your neighbors, everybody within reach. You can invite them through Facebook inbox. You can invite them through WhatsApp, through BlackBerry, through text message. You can invite them through telephone calls. You can also send emails to them. It is important that as many people as possible are made aware of the existence of Radio Biafra and the work we are doing through the indigenous people of Biafra. We must make it very, very vital that we spread this very gospel of redemption, this gospel of hope, this gospel of restoration, this very gospel that will usher in a new Biafra, an independent Biafra, a Biafra of fairness and justice, a Biafra of equality, a Biafra where truth remains paramount, a Biafra of honesty, a Biafra of transparency. That is why we do what we do. Sometimes people ask, what will this new Biafra look like? And we say to them, it will be the most civilized country on the face of this very planet. I must welcome you personally. Your people here are welcoming you. Very shortly, they shall do so themselves. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, regardless of the time, regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your condition, as long as you have access to www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you have access to Radio Biafra via your mobile application, you can go to Android, you can go to iTunes, you can go to BlackBerry. If you go there, you should be able to download free Radio Biafra app. We are the only indigenous broadcaster with our own bespoke app. The things we are capable of doing, most major broadcasters cannot do it. This very evening from here in Biafra land, with the time standing at approximately 8 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, what we are doing from here is broadcasting from this very studio to the ends of the earth. What we are doing from here is to coordinate the effectiveness of our 30th of May rally all over the world. What we are doing from here is to provide leadership and focus to the entire family of Biafrans, the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans wherever they are. Our work is very simple. Go and get Biafra. And that is what we intend to do. As I invite you, as I welcome you individually and collectively, I ask you to also do the same. You must let people know that Radio Biafra live transmission is on. You must let people know that the 30th of May is pivotal in our survival, not just as a race, but in our quest for our freedom. You must let the world know that the 30th of May represents a Rubicon. It is our watershed. From that day onwards, we embark upon freedom fighting. From that day onwards, we seek unadulteratedly our independence from the abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Our hatred for Nigeria cannot be quantified. Our hatred for this very place created by Frederick Lugard cannot be measured. I will not stop. My work does not finish until the name Nigeria no longer exists. They killed our people, 3.5 million of them and counting. They told us that the zoo is a good place to belong. We belonged without question. They started killing us since 1945. If you walk into the nearest forest close to you, if you go into the nearest zoo close to you, you cannot kill up to 1,000 species or 1,000 animals of a particular species. It is impossible. They will either run away from you, university them again, or they gang up and come against you. You cannot kill a set of wild animals, 1,000 of them.
But they have killed 3.5 million of us. And they are still killing. Even today, CNN reported that Boko Haram were intercepted at Nsukka. Today, CNN reported in the afternoon between 11 o'clock and 11:45 this very morning. They are coming. And they said they are going to bomb Enugu. And as I was driving through Polo Park this very evening, for the very first time, I saw Hausa Fulani people pretending they are selling gold. Four of them casing the place for possible bombing campaign. We are in very serious trouble. The only thing that can remove, the only thing that can extricate, the only thing that can set aside our people from imminent destruction is this very gospel of truth, redemption, honesty, being preached by Radio Biafra without compromise. And as long as we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, as long as we preach this gospel without compromise, as long as we hearken unto the truth, as long as we anchor very firmly all the fundamentals of this very freedom we are pursuing on the twin pillars of truth and honesty, as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we don't intend to delay, to prevaricate, as long as we do not retreat, as long as we do not surrender, as long as we know and understand that it is either Biafra or we are all dead, there is no way that this God's own kingdom on earth cannot come. If Biafra does not come, then there is no God. There will be no need for anybody to go to church anymore, because we are his children, directly descended from him. We did not come from any other person. We came direct from Chukwuabiama. That is why on this radio station, in millions of homes around the world, every honor, every glory, every adoration, every praise, every blessing we offer to Chukwuabiama and no other. We do as he commanded in Exodus chapter 20, that we should not have any other God apart from him. That is where and the reason why everything we do, we are successful at it. People ask me, what is the secret? Why are you people able to do things that others before you couldn't do? We said, because we recognized on time that Chukwuabiama is God. And only Chukwuabiama is worthy of praise. Not man. Not anything made by man. But Chukwuabiama direct. We cannot divorce our faith, our belief system from who we are. We cannot separate the blessing of Chukwuabiama from what we are pursuing. Because without Chukwuabiama, we are nothing. Biafra can never come. They tried it before, it didn't work. Go and ask them. But this time around, our devotion is complete. This time around, our approach towards what we are doing is exceptional. This time around, there is nothing we will not sacrifice to get our country. Everybody, especially those of you in the diaspora, you owe it to us here as a duty to make sure that word will filter back to Jonathan, to let Jonathan know how formidable we are. Up until now, we have been very quiet. On the 30th of May, we remind the whole humanity how strong we are. We let them know that there is nothing we will not do to get Biafra. Nothing. Anything stupid enough to stand in our way will be destroyed completely. I addressed some people today and I told them, I don't want a peaceful Biafra. If tomorrow they say, come for negotiation, you get Biafra, I will resign from my position. Others will go. I don't want a Biafra through peaceful means. I don't need it. Because anything you get through tea is sweet. It's sugar. And sugar causes diabetes. I don't want a Biafra that will come by drinking tea. I want a Biafra that will come through sacrifice, through devotion and love for country. Because the love you have for your family is meaningless. Animals love their families. The love you have for your country is supreme. That is when you know that you have loved something. When you love your country, then you know. Not your wife, not your children. That's immaterial. It's blood ties. It's always there, all the time. When you remove yourself and love your country so much that you are willing to offer yourself in her defense, only then can you say that you've loved. Before then, you are merely obeying animalistic instinct. The love of your country, the love for your country, is what defines you as a human being. This is Radio Biafra. They are here assembled, those of them that left everything they are doing to come here. Those of them that came to serve you. Those of them that you call all the time on the phone. Those of them that came here to preach this very gospel. Those of them that will not relent. Those that do not intend to retreat nor surrender. Those of us who are here to serve our country with every diligence you can imagine. We are here because we love this country called Biafra more than we love our own lives. We will acknowledge you. We will accept all your help, all your assistance. We will also accept in advance what you are about to do on the 30th of May. I don't want to read about it. I want to be walking on the street and people will be telling me what they had happened abroad. We must come out in our numbers. We must honor them. We must and should honor them. This is Radio Biafra. Go and get your pen and paper ready. The number to call anytime our lines open will remain +234 8100904599. That's the studio line. If you want to support what we are doing, the people call today, where's your, the people call today is offering their support. Did they call today?
Yes, they called. They called in high
numbers. You must support what we are doing. We are not building some hotel somewhere or a house to live in. We are building the most important house in this country. This very monument is the most important thing we have ever built. All of us put together. This is the singular most important structure to be erected on this very land. And it shall remain so until eternity. Because there is a constant reminder that these people, these children of God that inhabits this very land, we are slaughtered in their millions and the whole world kept quiet. We cannot keep quiet. Not this very generation. We are about to usher in hell here. People think Boko Haram is a household name. They are saying Boko Haram is a household name. We are about to join the party. We will join the party. I don't want Biafra through peaceful means. That is for cowards. That is for we did temporarily lose our signal, but we are continuing. We are continuing. If you experience any loss in transit, we should be able to continue. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We are back. We lost connection slightly, but we are back once again, and I presume that the very eminent barrister is with me. I now understand the way he feels. I was caught in mid-flight. I do recall what I was saying. I said it that I do not want a Biafra that will come by peaceful means, because that will make us very, very lazy. That will make us turn out like another useless contraption called Nigeria. What we want to do is to build a civilization that Tukur Abiyama himself will be proud of. Let us continue. Please pick up the microphone and give us your name and where you come from. And thank all those Biafrans who are building this memorial. All of them, you must thank them. Those of them that came out to support something that is eternal. Eternal. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our well-wishers. We welcome you again today to our live broadcast that is coming to you from our capital, Enugu, in Biafra land. We have gathered again tonight to worship our God in truth and in honesty. We have gathered again tonight to praise Him, to give Him glory and to give Him thanks. The one and only Chukwu Abiama, the one it has pleased to keep us alive unto this day. We have gathered to bring the happenings around here to those of you who are in diaspora, to those of you who are in the zoo, and to those of you who are in Biafra land. We welcome you, even as we bring greetings and our thanks to those of you who are making it possible for us to build this memorial. Tonight, we want to ask Chukwu Abiama to keep sustaining you, to keep providing for you, to keep protecting you. As you are building that memorial to last for eternity, whatever that you place your hand to do shall receive the blessing of Chukwu Abiama. My name is Ebere Chukwu Anibogo. I am from Kpologu. Mpologu is in Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. And Enugu is in Biafra land. Welcome and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And thank you. I say amen to that very prayer. I say amen to it. Go ahead.
My name is Oudiwe Chidebere. I'm from Eziago in Enugu state. I'm thanking everybody that have all contributed towards this memorial we are building. But I'm going to use this medium to warn everybody that is coordinating Biafra land. We are not trying. We are not doing anything. People abroad are the ones doing everything for us. We want to contribute. We want Biafra. We are Biafrans. We have to stand on it. We have to stand on the truth. Biafra is our religion, is our culture, is our life. It's even the blood we breathe. It's even the blood in our vein. It's Biafra. So we have to stand out, contact your people, inform others about Biafra. They should stand out and support it. There is calling for bronze, silver, and gold. People have not taken it. We are still looking up to people that are here in Biafra land. We are no more Nigerians. We are not in Nigeria. Come out, stand out, and support Biafra. Because in Biafra is what we believe. And that is only gift of humanity to black man. So thank you once again, and welcome to Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, Biafrans, our friends, and our friends who are tuned in now.
Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans, and our friends who are tuned in now. My name is Ikechukwu Enyaga, and I'm from Umulumbe in Ojebegene, here in Enugu State. I also want to show my appreciation to our brothers and sisters from all over the world who have deemed it fit to stretch themselves financially to see that the work keeps going. We do appreciate you, and we pray that whatever you take heaven to expand you, so you can help us and join us, expedite this work, may it be given to you. You're welcome. Please do stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. My name is Ostadema Okeke. I come from Orumba South LGA Umuze. We welcome you for today's live broadcast from our studio here in Biafra land. I want to also use this opportunity to thank all of you for your kindness and support towards our memorial. Thank you and stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Choka Bosa. I am from Omudioka in Nauka South, Anambra, Biafra land. I welcome you all to our broadcast today. I want to also use this opportunity to thank those supporting this struggle, those who spend their money to build this monument, those who give everything to support the struggle and the restoration of sovereign state of Biafra. I thank you all. And I ask, may you continue to support this struggle. And please keep on listening and call your friends to as well support what we are doing. Thank you very much. And good, keep listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I remain Imamu Oloku. He died from Idemi, not Biafra land. We say good evening. I say good evening, good morning, good afternoon to you all. Call your friends and neighbors and well wishers, even those that are not wishing you good. to listen for Radio Biafra, because Biafra is Satan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, great people of Biafra. My name is Chioma Morales. I come from Umagara Onitsha in Isnihit, NBC. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. Has the barrister managed to reconnect with us? No, he hasn't come back to us. We are waiting for him to connect to us. I understand there is a meeting going on somewhere in London. And as soon as he comes to us, then we should be able to to move forward and make sure that we bring the voice. Oh, has he joined us now? Yes. The very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has joined us, and I welcome him personally and publicly, if that is possible. Barrister, our people are listening. Please acknowledge them. Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. Why is that? Why is that? Why is Barrister not hearing me? Barrister, can you hear me? I can hear some sound. Can the barrister hear me? Is he able to hear us? Because I cannot hear him. He's not there. He's not there. If I cannot hear barrister on my headphones, that means the world cannot hear his voice. But very shortly, I believe and I hope very fervently that he will be able to join us. We are proceeding. We are going forward because we are relentless. Anybody thinking we are going to stop, you have something else coming, because we cannot stop. Anybody thinking we are somehow going to stop what we are doing, you are grossly mistaken. It is inconceivable, it is not possible. We must go ahead. Has he joined us now? Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director. First of all, you say, when Caesar said, do this, as I always say, it is usually performed. Anytime, any day, you call upon my name, even before you stop saying it, I'm already there. Director, I have to thank you. I have to thank you for all the job you've been doing for Biafran. The job you've been doing for the entire human beings on this earth. You know, Director, I must tell you, it's not Biafra only you are doing this job for. You are doing it for the entire African people that speak to me, that listen to Radio Biafra. They give you congratulations, Director. You are doing a great job. And those who are treated by you, they are your supporters. We are told that without the favor of a hen, it can never be big. Only a favor that makes a hen big. Director, those around you are the people making you to walk without looking back. They are the people giving you the encouragement, the zeal, the power, the ambition to carry on what you do without looking back, without looking at anybody's face. And that is the agreement until Biafra surfaced, or resurfaced, if you like. Biafran, you are doing a big, great job for yourselves and for your people, and also for Africa in general. And of course, the entire world will come and see and congratulate all of us for having the courage, the tenacity, the encouragement, the zeal, the enthusiasm to carry on what we are doing, not to let off, because our people are being killed. Look at CNN telling us, or the Americans telling us, another bomb attack has been averted because Boko Haram, they have this bloodthirst of killing Biafran. Wherever you are, they want to reach you, because that is part of their program, to kill, to shed blood. That is why, no matter what happens, we cannot have this whole commonality with them. We don't kill. We respect our God and say, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. In their own God, he says them, you must kill every day. How can you unite with somebody who wants to kill you? I am referring this to some of our people who are not sure whether to carry on with Biafra or to carry on remaining in the bloody expired Nigeria. My people, I thank all of you. Those of you that brought out their mind, contributions, financially, moral support, physical. We cannot thank you enough. But we have to carry on saying it on a daily basis. Because the Anambra people say to Dike Komere, Omozo, when you thank somebody for what they have done, they will increase the tempo for further. We thank all of you there. We thank those in all over the world, east, west, north and south. Your money is coming into one central place to make sure that Biafra is resurrected. May God bless all of you. Director, before I drop, today we must reach Israel. The government of Israel have allowed the people of Biafra to march to remember their own people that died in 1967 till then. We have some few buffoons who answer evil. They want to carry on demonstration. I don't know where they're getting the idea. Director, there is one man, they name him Ikemba Otukwa, whatever his name is. He is the one patrolling this atrocious character against the people of Biafra. You have to provide his telephone number. Let all Biafra tell him, if he ventures what we are doing, he will not be a happy man, because we are very serious. And anybody who will allow what the Hausa Fulani and Boko Haram are doing to us, that person must die. Because we shedded a lot of blood. Hausa Fulani and Boko Haram have killed a lot of our people, degraded our women. And we stand aside. And some stupid people cannot think that what they are doing is not right before God and man. May God bless all of you as you congregate, as you converge to listen to today's broadcast. We thank all of you once again for all you have been doing for Biafra. And to God, I will speak to your problems individually. May God bless all of you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you. That was the unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamuzu. I emphasize his name anytime I speak it because he is a barrister, not a solicitor. He can go into any of Her Majesty's courts to go and advocate. Therefore, we have learned people amongst us. Therefore, we have men who, despite their education, despite their qualification, despite their professional standing, are devoting all they are to the pursuit of freedom for this very blessed land called Biafra. Anytime we say something on radio Biafra, it is based on facts. Anytime we say something here and lament about the senseless and indiscriminate slaughter of our people, the world must hear. I am starting today's program by reading out an editorial from The Spectator. This particular piece was published in 1968. I want people to know that even from a European perspective, that they acknowledge that there was genocide committed against us, these people we are remembering on the 30th of May, when they ask you what you're doing, I am going to make this article very public. And I must thank our brother who sent it to me, or who asked me to go here. His name is Louis. This is Louis Nicole Ike. I don't know if it's the wife. I think it's the wife. Is it Louis Nicole Ike? Is a picture of husband and wife. So I thank both of you. They sent me to a particular website and I went there. They inboxed me and said, go here. The information you're looking for is there. This is why I love Biafrans. I went there, and this is what I was able to find. It is actually, oh dear Lord, it is an editorial written by The Spectator in England in 1968, and I'm going to read it. When the time comes for a dispassionate history of the Harold Wilson administration to be written, it is quite likely that historians will select the government's policy on Biafra as its wickedest and most disgraceful act of all. For the first time in the history of Britain, they wrote, I'm now reading in the first person, I will go and read in the third person the way they wrote it. For the first time in our history, they're talking about the British, this is a British man writing. This country has become an active accomplice in the deliberate slaughter of hundreds of men, women, and children whose only crime is that of belonging to a proscribed nation. In short, an accomplice in genocide. Britain is an accomplice to genocide, not said by Radio Biafra, but written by British people themselves. The document is here, right before me. Anytime we say anything we say here, the truth always bubbles to the surface after a short while. What I will call corroborative truth. In case you are, later on I will give you where I got this thing from, so you can all go there and look for yourselves. I will continue to read. And the British people, ordinary British people, together with a supine opposition, which is the Conservative Party, have averted their eyes and let the government pursue its shameful way without hindrance. In other words, that ordinary British people knew that genocide was being committed against us for no other reason. For no other reason that we are the children of God. For no other reason. We did nothing wrong to the British people. We are their most loyal servants. They say jump, we say how high do you want us to jump? They gave us the Bible, they gave us Anglican Church, they allowed the CMS to come in, they allowed Catholicism to come in. It was on the gift of the British. They allowed the church, or is it CMS, Church of Missionary Societies, or whatever it's called, to come in here. And divided our land into Apostolic, Assemblies of God Church, Anglican, Methodist, Catholic, all of this nonsense. Presbyterian. Whereas in their own country, they only had Anglican Church. The few Catholic cathedrals you have are under strict instructions to be submissive to the crown. And if you're a Catholic, you cannot be the King or Queen of England. This is them acknowledging that there was genocide. And that the British government was complicit in the genocide and the slaughter. Those of them wondering what we are doing on the 30th of May. Unulekuyeba is here now. Is from the Spectator. I'll read this very piece again. When the time comes for a dispassionate history of the Wilson administration to be written, it is quite likely that the historian will select the government's policy on Biafra as its wickedest and most disgraceful act of all. For the first time in our history, this country has become an active accomplice in the deliberate slaughter of hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children, whose only crime, the only crime we committed, is that of belonging to a proscribed nation. In other words, there was nothing wrong with it to the British. Nothing. We never killed any British person. No, nothing. We did nothing to them. They gave us the Bible, and the British were complicit in the killing of Christians, over 3.5 million of them. The British that gave us the Bible. Then went to join the Muslims to kill us. That is why we must be self-sufficient in anything that we do. That is why we must make it very clear to the world, if you think Boko Haram is bad, wait for what is coming. We will all die here together, all of us. This nonsense is too much. But at least I give them credit. These are the lives of Karamonde, the editor of The Spectator, that wrote this very fine piece in 1968, reminding the whole world that the British, ordinary British, we are looking the other side and the opposition, when children, when mothers and brothers and sisters and uncles were being killed. We didn't do anything wrong to the British. I want Britain to tell us what we did wrong to them. Why is Britain hell-bent on Islamizing us? Why is Britain supporting Hausa Fulani people to Islamize us? What for? What is the meaning of the Bible they gave us then? What's the meaning of it? What is the meaning of Anglican Church? if the British are there supporting Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram to Islamize the children of God. We shall continue to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, so that any time we tell you something, you notice the truth. The actual place where this gem, all these news are hidden, is actually the Catholic Herald, the Catholic Church, the Catholic Herald. They have all these articles hidden away, tucked away somewhere. And we are here in a court of law when we should be suing the British. I've told the barrister, it is Britain we need to take to court, not the useless zoo. What do they know? Every mess, every family killed by Boko Haram, it is the fault of the British. It's their fault. We must continue. Tam David West slams Jonathan on corruption. Tam David West is actually an Igbo man. Tam David West changed his name in order to benefit or to eat from the master's table. Tam David West is from the so-called Niger Delta. Tam David West changed his name. Tam David West is not his name. People should go and ask him, what is your real name? And he will tell them, you'll be shocked that Tam David West is actually an Igbo man. Liars, cheats, and deceivers. Maybe some of you won't believe it. After 2 weeks, you will. That is why people listen to Radio Biafra religiously. Religiously. Because they know if they come here, the truth will be spoken. Tam David West is not his name. Go and ask the former petroleum minister, what is your real name? You'll be shocked when you hear it. Tam David West is proof that everybody around, everywhere in Biafra land is Igbo. Forget about the various clans that you have. All Igbo people. Go and ask Tam David West, please, sir, what is your real name? And then you become shocked. We must continue. Jonathan may be Nigeria's last president, according to a former governor. We shall see who that governor is. Who doesn't know that? I don't know why people copy us without giving us credit. Jonathan, we've been saying it now from day one. What is new about it? But we shall go into the news. The government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria spent 130 billion naira on Boko Haram. And look at what Boko Haram is doing. They'll give Boko Haram money for amnesty. They'll use it to go and build arms factories to produce bombs and weapons to kill so-called Nigerians. Vice President Sambo loses over 200 million to thieves. 200 million, a vice president. And Maso praises alarm over plot to bomb Onitsha market. Too little, too late. Too little, too late. Nigeria is at war, according to Jang. The same thing that Radio Biafra has been preaching to our people, to prepare for war. This place is at war. Now is the time for us to move against Nigeria. Somebody told me today that the people holding this so-called one Nigeria, they are not up to 0.001% of the population. A few people. Not up to 200. This whole charade of one Nigeria, this criminal, satanic enterprise, this devilish creation, one Nigeria. One Nigeria. The people sponsoring Boko Haram, they want to be the president of Nigeria, which is a Western creation. Don't you know that Nigeria is a Western creation? You're against Western education, yes. Buhari, you should be against Nigeria then. But the British did them a favor. The British conquered everybody, including us supposed Christians, and handed us over to Islam. Without the British, there is no way that Islamic foot can touch on this very soil. The British made it possible. Their love affair with Islam is legendary. They will kill all of us. British, they will. Nigeria is at war, according to Jang. Of course, we know that. Why can't Nigerians watch the country's biggest movie? Half of a Yellow Sun is the biggest movie in the history of this zoo. But they won't let you watch it. because the British put Hausa people in charge of your lives. So the Hausa people decide which films you're going to. If it is about people drinking in Kwobi, talking nonsense or Sofia, they will go ask you to go and watch it. Meaningless movies you go and watch. The one that will give you sense, Half of a Yellow Sun, they don't want to release it. They have banned it. And the white people are asking, why is it that the authorities don't want to release it? As if they don't know. Of course, people will know now. Why is it that the British killed our people? Why did Britain support genocide? Why? Go and ask yourself why. Therein lies the answer as to who you are. Because some of you don't know who you are. We must continue the news in greater detail. And I must repeat this. Genocide in Africa. Genocide in Biafra. 7th of June, 1968. When the time comes for a dispassionate history of the Wilson administration to be written, it is quite likely that historians will select the government's policy on Biafra as its wickedest and most disgraceful act of all. For the first time in the history of Britain, the country became an active accomplice in the deliberate slaughter of hundreds of thousands of men, women and children whose only crime is that of belonging to a proscribed nation. In short, an accomplice to genocide. Genocide, the word genocide was used in 1968 by The Spectator. By The Spectator, published in London. Genocide. For belonging to a proscribed country. We didn't do anything. We are not like, nothing. We did nothing wrong to anybody. Nothing. Why is it that Britain wanted us to be killed? Why did Harold Wilson want us to be killed? Why? Labour Party. We continue. Former Minister of Petroleum Resources, Professor Tam David West, has said Nigerians should not expect any serious fight against corruption from the present administration, since Goodluck Jonathan himself has said stealing is not corruption. Have any of you heard of this one before? Stealing is not corruption. Did you hear it when we reported it? Of course, stealing is good now. It's just a little bit of taking money. It's nothing. Stealing is not corruption. That is what happens when you go and borrow a foreign language that doesn't belong to you. Stealing is not corruption. How amazing can that be? How amazing can that be? We continue. Speaking with Saturday Sun in Ibadan yesterday, the retired university teacher and professor of virology said that his earlier posture that President Jonathan was incapable of fighting the scourge of corruption, which has been the bane of development in the country, has been vindicated. I have said it over and over that Jonathan cannot fight corruption. Not that he is corrupt, but he condones corruption. So far, every Nigerian knows that corruption is the biggest and the greatest evil, slowing down the growth of the country. Corruption is the greatest malaise that is reducing Nigeria's image. That is why we need someone with the willpower and capacity to honestly fight corruption, and that person is, according to Tam David West, Buhari. Typical, isn't it? Somebody should remind this Igbo fool that changed his name to Tam David West that before him there was a Hausa servant called Ken Saruwiwa, and the Hausa people killed him. The same way they will kill Ameji and this fool calling himself Tam David West. Fool. Go and ask him, what is your real name? What was your name when you were born? What names were you given? What is your surname at birth? He will tell you, Tam David West. David West. Is he a white man? That says no. We continue. The former governor of Abia State and Hausa servant, or Joseph Carlo, the Hausa, he started serving Hausa. Even, in fact, Okorocha will be an apprentice to him. This is the pure Hausa servant. This will be the chief imam once Boko Haram takes over here. The chief imam. And some people are, anyway, of course, when there was someone after the war, or even during the war, some of you were fathered by Hausa men. You are the ones following him up and down, all over the place. We know who he is very well. Ojo Zokalo. Former governor of Abia State, Dr. Ojo Zokalo, he's a doctor now. I don't know if he's medical or academic. He can't even spell his own name. while speaking with airport correspondents as he returned from a trip to the UK, said if things are not properly checked politically, President Jonathan might be the last president Nigeria will have. When I was traveling precisely on the 26th of April, I left this airport and I spoke to the airport correspondents and I said there was need to collaborate with international organizations. You see, this issue is not about President Goodluck Jonathan. If we don't take time and work together as Nigerians, Jonathan might be the last Nigerian president.
Ojo Zokalo do not know that his people are being killed. By his people, I mean those that he's bearing their name. Not that he's one of us. He can never be.
The federal government of the Zoological Republic yesterday said it has so far released the sum of $130 billion of the 2014 budget to the military between January and April this year. Out of this amount, 86.9 billion is for personnel cost.
Oh, dear Lord.
Nigeria said they have released 130 billion naira. The other day we reported that there was a meeting at Maimalare Barracks in Maiduguri, 7th Division of the Nigerian Army. Why was there mutiny? They have not been paid, but the money has been released. In other words, the generals, the Nigerian generals, are busy stealing money instead of fighting Boko Haram. They have given them the money. They have not paid the soldiers. The soldiers mutinied as a result of it. People say the place, of course, it is rife with corruption. Why did the Fulanis take over Hausa land? Do you know why? Othman Damfodio told ordinary Hausa people that your leaders, your monarchies, they are corrupt. They take bribe. Do you know it was Hausa people that started taking bribe before anybody in this satanic creation called Nigeria? Yes, that was one of the reasons why Othman Damfodio took them over in battle. The battle between Fulani and Hausa. The Fulanis defeated Hausa. They absorbed them. That is why all across the swathes of Hausa land, you have Fulani emirs. All of them. They have paid them, but the generals that control the purse strings, they have pocketed the money, send their kids abroad to go and study. Why they send idiots like that one that died from Oka or where to their early grave, an Igbo man fighting at the war front against Boko Haram, trying to serve his country. You must be a fool. If you die, you must be an idiot to go and be fighting for Nigeria and die in the process. What a shame. A very disgraceful death. Very, very disgraceful. They are here. The money meant to pay the soldiers to acquire weapons is going into the pockets of the generals. That is why America will not share any intelligence with them. If you give them any intelligence, they're going to sell it. America is about to find out how corrupt this place is. The movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, they are now on newspapers. That's where they now write. We were told they're going to do Ashebi. They will do Ashebi on the 30th. They do uniform. Hey, freedom fighting, Igbo style. Freedom, freedom fighters. And they do uniform. They are doing uniform. Hey, God. He said there are plots by Boko. They've told him now he's working for them. Maybe he has enlisted. He's the Hausa servant as well, even was an Ojo Zokalo. They told him Boko Haram. Of course, CNN reported it today. It is not brand new news. 11:45 today, CNN reported it, monitored here, that Boko Haram on their way. Target is any crowded place in Igbo land. Enugu comes to mind, and Onitsha main market comes to mind, and they will strike. When they strike, somebody will get up and say, we are monitoring the situation. Nobody has monopoly over violence, so we are warning you now. Stop what you're doing. The same rubbish this monkey has been saying since 2011. The same garbage, year in, year out. People without shame, disgracing the word Biafra. That's when you go to important meetings, they ask you, oh, are you people part of Masop? And I say, you must be talking nonsense. Do I look like a kidnapper to you? An armed robber? Notwithstanding, we are going to honor those Masop members that died in the line of duty for the country. They were deceived, yes. But they died serving Biafra, and we must honor them. something that Owasrike cannot do. If he does it, he will die. He cannot honor them. But we are going to honor them. We have a plaque for them. We shall honor them. We shall remember them. Because regardless of the circumstance, they fell serving their country. Therefore, we remember them. The Okoko will not remember them, but we will remember them. After all, some of them contributed the money with which we started Radio Biafra with. We salute them. We shall honor every MASOP member that fell. Every MASOP member that was killed. Every MASOP member that died in the legitimate pursuit of the freedom of their country. We must remember them. We must remember them on the 30th of May. Plateau State Governor John Ajang lamented on Friday in Jos that the unabated reign of terror by the murderous Islamic sect Boko Haram has placed the country in a war situation, adding that until they are defeated, Nigeria will not know peace. I feel sorry for this governor, and I'll tell him why. You see, black people are foolish, and I say it all the time, myself included. Our stupidity is legendary. America came here to help you to fight. Let's help them to defeat Boko Haram. America did not tell you that they are in Qatar talking to Taliban. America is negotiating with Taliban. They couldn't defeat them in Qatar. But they're coming here telling you, oh, keep fighting them. You defeat them. Aye, black people in this UG. Black. Amazing. Half of a yellow sun is banned. You know this lady, Chimamanda, you know she's doing Nigeria. Her friends are Yoruba. She has Hausa, a few Hausa friends. She's international doing Nigeria. Do you know the more I think about Nigeria, the more I believe very strongly that the brain of black people is not fully developed. There is something missing. They may look normal to you. They may have professors and architects and they are daft. Somebody left his mother's kitchen over 3,000 miles away, came to a place and said to you, hey, come, you. From today, your name is Nigeria. Repeat after me, Nigeria. Everyone said, oh, Nigeria. Foolish people. Black people are foolish. Foolish. The same thing a white man did to you, you cannot do to a white man. That means you are inferior to a white person. That is why you cannot be developed. Never. This type of mindset, you remain poor forever, asking for handout. Oh, give us aid for our school. Give us aid to drink water. Hey, black people. I don't want to offend Chukwu Abiyama. If not, I would have asked him special permission. In my next life, I don't even want to come close to these people. This UG. Black people. The stupidity is monumental. The same thing a white man will not allow you to do in his or her country. They come to your place, they do it. You are shouting, one Nigeria, one Nigeria. Who created Nigeria? A white man. Not God. Black people annoy me. No, anyway, that's why they're black, to start with. What is there to say? That's the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Our lines are open. You can call Radio Biafra. You can also reach us via Skype as well. It's simply Radio Biafra. All one word in lower casing. Radio Biafra on Skype. You can add us to your contact list if you like. We are not obliged to accept it because there are too many people already and that is clogging up our lines. But if you call us, we shall take your call. Our phone line is also open. We shall go to it to see who is there before we come to the people who are here with me. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir, director.
Good evening.
Yeah, you are speaking to Chedeze Mwanzo from Apodi, isn't it, NBC?
Thank you very much.
In Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm speaking from here in South Africa.
Thank you.
Yes, I just want to congratulate you of the job that you are doing, and we.
Not just me. I don't work alone. There are people all over the world helping to make this possible. Please also acknowledge them.
I am also one of them.
Thank you.
Then what I want to tell you is that I am with a coordinator Cyril here, and I just want to let you know that what you are saying is completely truth. And I just want to use this opportunity to let every Biafran all over the world to know that you are just saying the truth. And they have to listen, and we have, all of us need to listen and do what you are saying. Because God, we really, really descended from God directly. There is no doubt about it. Because there is a whole lot of things that we have to ask ourselves. For example, how did we come to be circumcised after 8 days? How did we get palm trees? How did we get wine and other things? So that is to show that we are people of God. And there's something I want people to know. We are the Hebrews. They have to bear that in mind. When they were migrating, our forefathers from Israel, Israel is in Africa, when they were migrating to the land that God designated for them, then the people noticed them and began to call them, they couldn't pronounce that name very well. They said the Igbos. And our forefathers accepted it because they were not angry people, they were not bad people, they just accepted it. But the real name of us, we are the Hebrews, the original Hebrews from God. So, and I want people to know that, you know, the way we have turned the Bible upside down today is not what God taught. What God taught to us is not what Yoruba pastors are teaching. Because they are teaching a different thing that can benefit them. It's completely different from what God taught us. And the Almighty God that you are calling is not a fool. He showed his ordinances, and he said his things that we should follow. So the way the Yorubas are turning it upside down is not true. So the people of God, which is the Biafrans, supposed to take note of this, that we are the children of God. And we have to celebrate that. We have to fight for that. We have to go out there and do all we do, just as we're doing here. And I want people to know that Christ fed about 5,000 people, but he was walking on foot. So today, our people pack all the home money that they have. They have to go to Bible, Matthew chapter 14, verse 21. They find out that, you know, he fed 5,000 people, but he was walking on foot. Yoruba people, we took all the home money we had. We will be giving to them. They will be buying private jets, living in expensive houses, even here in South Africa. So what we have to know, we have to correct those mindsets, believing that, no, this is not the way. When you go and rob a widow from your village and steal from people, you go and give 10% to him. Then you have made it. God has forgiven you. Why the Bible says that, no, the organization, the religion that God accepted is the one that care about the widows, the one that is fighting for the poor. Just as you are speaking, just as you are fighting for the one that doesn't have anything to say, you are fighting for them, we are fighting for them. So they have to come out in numbers and understand that Biafra is more than what they are thinking about. And they have to know that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, Jesus said he is not even the Father. He is the Son of God. So they have to be aware of that. I don't know where they got this concept of Trinity. I don't understand. In John chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus said, he is a small God. He is not the Almighty God. And they have to be aware of that. So the Trinity is coming from the Yoruba pastors, coming from the British. It's not from the Bible. And they have to be aware. That's why they cannot come out, because we are fighting here already. We are on the ground here doing all we can, financially and otherwise. So they have to fight there. They have to stood up there and begin to fight. Whether do or die, we have to get Biafra. It's not a matter of, you know, thinking about whether it's going to work or not. Biafra is already here. If all Jesus or Carlos stand on the way, we match him and go. Anyone that stand on the way, we match him and go. As I'm speaking now, even Jonathan is already contemplating to write his name as a Biafra.
And he has no choice. He's going to do it as quick as possible. So those of us who are sitting down in Brazil and in Biafra land thinking that, no, this and that, they have to rethink their mind tonight. And they don't need to be asking about why did this man raise his voice? Why did Jesus himself raise his voice? And if they are claiming to be Christians, those of them that are claiming to be Christians, they mustn't be claiming to be Christians. They must do like Christ, because Christian means Christ-like. And the British who brought Bible to us, they are not even Christ-like. The real best pastors who are preaching about the Christ, they are not Christ-like. So why must you pack your money and give to them in the name of 10%? It doesn't make sense. There's not any 10% in the Bible. Jesus was preaching, the Pharisees brought 10% and said, hey, he said to them, go back and pay back the widow that you have defrauded. Don't bring this nonsense money to God, because God doesn't accept that money. When you do that, then you come and offer your sacrifice. So I don't know why when you steal, do fraud, do sell drugs and whatever, you tax 10%, you give to your person and they accepted it. And yes, they tell you that God has forgiven you. That's not true. And those pastors must understand this, even tonight, that it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
What you are saying about Biafra to be spiritual, they have to understand that Biafra is spiritual. And when you are reading the Bible or when you are in a spiritual form, does not mean that you cannot fight for your rights. It doesn't work. If you are in your house, a thief come to your house and broke into your house while the gun is in your hand, you shoot him dead. You don't need to wait until, you know, Jesus comes, then you know that you have to shoot him. Even in advanced country where we stay in here, I mean, if a new law has been passed, if you have a gun, a thief come near to you, shoot him dead. You don't need to wait. So Boko Haram, the Hausas, Babangida, and all of them, they are all thieves, looting and destroying our people, taking our girls in their marriages. Can you imagine a different woman giving her daughter in marriage or his daughter in marriage to an infidel, somebody that doesn't circumcise? Why do a Hebrew do that? That is madness.
It is madness.
And that is what Yorubas are teaching them to do. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, Jesus says that if our righteousness is not better than the one of Yorubas and Hausa Fulani people, we're not going to get Biafra. So when the director is talking about righteousness, I want the whole Biafra all over the world that are listening under the sound of my voice to know that Biafra is spiritual. And being spiritual does not mean you will not fight. You must fight your enemies. And we're already fighting here, and we're already coming back home to fight. In fact, if not the way you are speaking and said, hey, everybody should hold on, you're going to do this and do that, and you're going to give order, and we're waiting. If not, we are ready to do anything today, tonight, and the Biafra is coming, and the Biafra is already here. So they mustn't be panicking, they mustn't be thinking it's a Christian something, we are Christian. Who said, have you traveled from the zoo to London and declare yourself, I'm a Roman Catholic? They say, okay, Roman Catholic, is your country? Yeah, welcome. They will ask, where is your country? You said you are a Biafra, they say, hey, welcome. When you say you are a Nigeria, they say, okay, welcome. When you say you are Malawi, they say, okay, welcome. Because this is the country that they don't take your religion. You cannot say, where is your country? You say, I'm a Roman Catholic, I'm a Christ embassy. Then they accept you, they say, welcome. They will ask you, they will say, take you to examine this person if he
because you're not well. He says you're on your
way. Because they ask you, where is your country? You said you are a Roman Catholic. So people have to begin to rethink their mind. Biafrans have to know that this is not a war of something that we have to be waiting for tomorrow. We have to start even tonight. And we have to defeat our enemies. That's why I'm quoting all this Bible for them.
And you know, they are already defeated, my dear brother. Thank you for that. We must push on. We must take other calls. I like your call. That was the first caller for the day. He has taken us to down the spiritual lane. And I love it. Because without it, Biafra will not come. If you like, go and try and see. If you think we are building one atheist, useless society, you've got something else coming. You can worship whoever or whatever thing you want to worship. That is your business. But as for us, this country will be anchored on the knowledge that Chukwu Abiyama is God. If you don't accept it, go elsewhere. We are proceeding forward. Our people are calling. I must speak to them. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Lawrence Anne from Taiwan.
Lawrence Anne from Taiwan, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I don't have much but to grace and to say thank you for a job well, you guys' job well done. And to give some information about our struggles in Taiwan. Our brothers are doing well. They are coming up in March. And so in support of our struggle, they believe Biafra is their country. A little problem that I would like our brother Ikechukwu Onyeagu to address my people tonight about Taiwan people. There are some of our Biafran people here in Taiwan, they are still working under Nigerians. And I don't want in a case that we crash each other because Biafra must come. And I don't want anybody to stand on our way. I'm tired of this slavery. I need to take my children home. I need to bring my wife back home. I need my own country. Nobody in Taiwan should try to start on our way. It's either you come up and join your brothers in mass, join us of what we are doing to bring our country, work for your country. This is not an organization. We are here to bring our country and to restore Biafra. And we have a lot of guys who are really responsible. They are not cowards. They are very, very in love of what we are doing, and they are requesting of our shirt for the target made. Even our brothers in Taipei, they are emerging mass now. They are ready to march on target. So I'm very glad of our brothers who come up and also urging others to try to do so and to understand that Nigeria has expired and they keep killing our people and we cannot continue that way. It's over between us, the Biafrans and Nigeria, no matter what. Any place we are in the world, we must represent ourselves with truth and honest that we are Biafrans. There's nothing to be scared of. If any country rejects us, we go back and fight and get our own country. Because if we stay in our country, nobody will mock us, will mourn us. Nobody will call us a monkey or anything. We will remain in our own country and enjoy it. So thank you, Director, and remain blessed. That's what I have to say.
Thank you
and
very
also,
much.
Our brothers in Taiwan should please, Director, our brothers in Taiwan should please try to always be on our forum and read the messages as we go and emphasize your messages, add your brothers, join everything, all your friends. We need more people to join us. Whether the Biafran or non-Biafran, if you are in support of what you are doing, you're always welcome. Thank you, Director, and remain blessed.
Thank you very much. You said you wanted Ikechukwu to say something, and he's here. Please, can you repeat?
Yes, Director. I have speaking with Brother Ikechukwu today. I want him to talk to our people here because a lot of us are listening this night. So I want him to speak, and so that Taiwan people will listen, please.
Okay, please. The Taiwan people, please.
About our brothers working for Nigeria.
Okay, yes, go ahead. Those working, yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, my brother, Annie Lawrence. Before I go out to pour praises to all of you who are there in Taiwan, I would like to tell you to, I think it's high time you return to your original name. I'm Ikechukwu Onyeagu. And, I am very happy today. Today I found out another reason to believe in being resilient about whatever you do. Once your mind is focused on something, and once you've seen every argument for it, you ought to become blind to all evidence against it. And that is what you've done, my brother. And that is what our brothers and sisters there in Taiwan with you have done. It's taking you a while, but unlike some people who stayed back, you stood up, you had to get angry with yourself, and you had to speak the way we speak here. And today, the whole world understands that we are set, even in Taiwan. So my brothers who are seated with you, I thank you very much, and I tell you one thing, it's not yet over until we have restored our country, Biafra. Now you have signed in. Stay signed in. Do whatever you have to do to ensure that we work as a team. And your national coordinator is there to pass every message that is needed please follow instructions and do whatever it takes to ensure that Taiwan takes its place among other countries who have come forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. And I'm sure they have listened. Those of you in Taiwan, you have listened. You must continue to congregate. You must continue to meet. You must prepare for the 30th of May and after that to support every initiative if you are unable to volunteer yourself. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and see who is there. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm Emmanuel Chibuka. We're calling from Lagos.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to congratulate you people for doing great work for our Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in full support for whatever Biafra is doing. And with prayer, oh God Almighty will help us. We must get our freedom because we are fighting for it for years. And we can never go back. And I pray for all the leaders that are doing the good work that God will help them, strengthen them, and nothing will take them back from the freedom. No amount of the oppression, no amount of the opposition that will stop them from getting the promised land. Because it's a promise from God Almighty.
He said.
Yeah, but one thing again I want to comment in this matter that we should be ready because not making noise. The people we are going with, they are ready for everything. They have everything to fight for. So we should be ready because we must involve in war. So wherever we are talking, being proud, let there be something by our side. We have to be prepared.
And we are prepared. Never, ever underestimate our resolve. What we lack is heart. Go ahead. You're a member of what?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
No, you said you're a member of something.
Yes.
What are you a member of? You said, I am a member of, and then the line went. Well, what do you belong to?
I belong to Biafra in Ghana.
Biafrans in Ghana?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you in Ghana now or you're in Lagos?
I'm not in Ghana, I'm in Lagos.
The heart of darkness itself. There is no problem. We are here to bring light wherever there is darkness. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
I'm so happy for our people making this effort. And God will continue stretching you people. Never anyone lose faith and never anyone be discouraged.
He said.
When God called Moses, it seems impossible in the eyes of the world. But with the same strength of the Almighty God, then get to the promised land. The battle is normal life. But the people that continue now will reach to the promised land. Because when Moses carried out the mission, he did not accomplish. The God arised Joshua to lead them to the promised land. All my sport is prayer that we must bear the effort.
He said,
thank you people all, and may God bless you.
And may God bless you also, my dear brother. And our Skype line is open. I can't for the life of me understand what is wrong with it, but we are proceeding. Who has something to say? Do you have anything to say? Do anybody here have something to say? If you do, you pick up the microphone and then you try and say it. And this is Radio Biafra. Where do I have the... can I have that, please? Thank you very much. If you want to call us, again, the number is +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. I hope we can be able to sort out whatever it is that is wrong with our Skype today, which is quite unusual. That is our line. We know it's a bit congested, but please keep trying. You will be able to get through. Sometimes when there is too much congestion, a lot of people can't get through, but we ask you to persevere. and we need to know what is happening in Brazil. We need to know that Brazil is good to go. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello, my doctor.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning from Indonesia.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chukwuemeka. My name is Chukwuemeka. My name is Chukwuemeka. I'm calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia. Please go ahead.
Hello?
I said go ahead. We can hear you.
I want to hear this. Okay, I say I want to use this opportunity once again to thank you on your team for the wonderful work you are doing for the Biafran people. I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for the wonderful work he's doing for us here in Indonesia. Our able coordinator here in Indonesia, Isaac Ezer, Chukwu Abiyama just gave him a bouncing three ball. His name is Chukwu Nonso. So as I'm talking to you now, we are multiplying by what you got them talking to us.
That is wonderful. That was an announcement I wanted to make.
Want
right.
To thank one of. Yeah, I also want to thank one of our brother here. His name is Tupac. He's from Calabar. He's from Calabar. He organized our brothers here in Tangram. Is also part of Indonesia. So they organized themselves as a dear friend. So they invited me to come and connect them. So I went there today and they are meeting them and they are so happy and also they are willing to join us tomorrow in our meeting. So tomorrow both all of us will go to our usual venue in Jakarta to have our meeting. So I want to also use this opportunity to announce our meeting that is coming up tomorrow to all the people that stay here in Indonesia. That we are having our meeting tomorrow, the 25th of May 2014, Sunday. Our time is 3 p.m. Our venue is Cookie Photoshop, African Restaurant in Karapagadin. If you know that you are dear friend and you are living in Indonesia and you want to be participated in our 30th of May and you love what we are doing here in Indonesia, please don't try to attend tomorrow's meeting. It's very important for all the dear friends here living in Indonesia. Please. Once you are meeting the restaurant or you want to contact anyone for the answer, please, you can contact my number. I want to give my number, so for anyone that's finishing the
restaurant. Go ahead.
Anyone that's finishing the restaurant, you can. Yeah, my number is 021-99-59-2575. 021-99-59-2573. I need to say before. So if you are missing direction, please contact the number. I will also direct you how to come to our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And God bless you too. We are announcing officially on Radio Biafra that our coordinator in Indonesia, Isaac Heze is one of us. When we say that somebody is one of us, it means that that person is not only a genuine Biafra, but somebody committed to the process we have undertaken to accomplish something that not most people can do. Isaac Heze is one of us. He gave, or not him, the wife did. Of course, he was also involved as well in the process, of course. Gave birth to a bouncing baby boy called Chisom. That is how we worship God. Even by our own names, we worship Chukwu Abiyama. We welcome this young prince into the family of Biafrans all over the world, and especially to the home of Isaac Heze, who is one of us, our coordinator in Indonesia. God bless you and the entire family, more especially this very little boy. Born to us. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra.
We are going to Skype. We have somebody on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, the director. This is Abia Sogwa, the PRO and the women coordinator here in Israel.
Thank you very much.
I say good evening to Biafrans all over the world, and good evening to my fellow Biafrans in the studio. Mr. Director, you know, recently we are now registered, officially registered as Biafrans
in Israel.
In Israel. As you can see, the hands of Chukwu Abiyama is really upon us. It's not by our own making, but he has directed our footsteps because he knew that what we are fighting for, it's a just cause, and for that he makes a way even when people think there is no way. This registration, you see, many years ago, like 8-9 years ago, many has tried to do it, but because of the hands are not straight and it's not because of a genuine purpose, they could not even get to any point. But now we did it, and as you can, the way it went is very miraculous. It's something that people never imagined. Even up to this point, they were asking, how did it happen? How were we able to register ourselves? And I still really commend and thank our Middle East coordinator here, Mr. Emma Amechi. Without him, I don't know how far we would have gone. He has been doing it without even trying to rest or without even having a doubt how it will happen. He said, if really Chukwu Abiyama is with us, we must get our registration in this country, because there are many things we know that this country can do for us. Mr. Director, as you can see, this country is well sophisticated in technology and all that. And as Chukwu Abiyama may have it, we are having a contact and the link. It's not something we'll really say openly. You know how they are in technology, and I really say after 30th May, they will know how they will really help us in when it comes to technology, and you should really understand it's not what we will really say openly. It's after the 30th May, and I really still think Chukwu Abiyama on how things are moving. Just like the last meeting we had, it was really, really marvelous. We are not even many, but because of the spirit in moving in this Biafra of a thing, we've been able to go far that we've ever imagined. And another thing, Mr. Director, there is something that is really bothering us. We said that this 30th May, it should be for only the indigenous people of Biafra here in Israel, but I don't really understand what is happening. You know what is happening in Israel now? That I don't know what we are really dragging here with the Igbo community or whatever, but they are still insisting they will have something to do with Biafra, which is not moving in accordance with what we are doing. We said that there would be no partying or merriment because we are honoring our fallen heroes. But it's not something that because of the diversity we have in Igbo community and Biafra of Haiti, they are still insisting they will do it in their own way, which is a slap on the face. We have done all we have to do in a peaceful way, talking to them and whatever. And what annoys me most is this. I don't know, just like I'm giving with Boko Haram and as an example, how can you say that you are fighting Boko Haram and be a member of Boko Haram? This is exactly what is happening here in Israel. Most of us here, because the problem here is
we're
somebody to talk. They always say, why would you be the one to speak?
Hello, can you hear me?
Because we are going for a just cause. Many of us who are the so-called Biafrans are also the members of the Igbo thing. I don't know if they elicit information from us and give to them, because it's like whatever we plan to do, they try to plan it ahead of us. How can we? You need to sign a warning to most of us who are Biafrans here. And the most of us, even we can't have enemy within. It's even the people that are, how do I put it, that amongst the tops, amongst us, still a member of the Igbo community who are really against us in this struggle. I don't really get it. How can people not really think straight? How can you be fighting something that you are against? You are a member of the Igbo community and you pretend to be a strong Biafran. We don't really, when I refer, Imam Meshi always say, I respect that man so much. I keep saying it. He said, let's wait till after 30th May. That everything is good, but it pisses me off because I know nobody will come out to say it. You can't be for us and still be against us. It doesn't. You need to sign a warning, strict warning to our members or any of our executives. Really, you can't be a member of the Igbo community. What are they doing? What for? What have we gotten from them? Now the head we've gotten, I really thank Chukwu and Biama how he's going. We've gotten our registration. They don't believe in what we are doing. Everybody wants to bounce back. But we don't need crowd. We don't need saboteurs. We need people, hardcore Biafrans. If you are...
Have we lost her?
You are in for us. We don't want...
No, the line is unstable. It is unstable. Very, very unstable. This is Radio Biafra. We've lost our dear sister. There are two places I will go to after the 30th of May. I will go to Germany and I will go to Israel. This nonsense must be resolved. This rubbish must be brought to an end. We have made it very clear there is only one indigenous people of Biafra, remembering those that died that we may live. We are here at the capital city, Enugu, ensuring that all our ceremony that day goes according to plan. There is no merriment without having a party. There is only one Biafrans in Israel. Anybody not queuing up to it is please asking for trouble. Leave us alone, please. We are telling you now because you won't like it very much. You will not like it at all. We don't want to leave what we are doing and start dabbling into local petty politics. If you want to be part of what we are doing, go and join Biafrans in Israel. The same thing goes for Germany. There are those who have been relieved of their positions. I understand they are running all over the place jockeying for position. If it was announced that you've been removed, you stay removed until I come to Germany. I prefer discussions face to face, and I will tell you why you were removed. Especially in Frankfurt. Frankfurt, to be precise. Kingsley Ajoka, is that the name? Kingsley Ajoka, is that correct? Huh? Ajoko, I plead forgiveness. Kingsley Ajoko is not the coordinator of Frankfurt. Not the coordinator of Frankfurt. I am making that very, very clear. Very clear. We are marching on with the new leadership in Frankfurt. That is how it is going to be. We are not joking. We are not playing. This is not a child's play. We are talking about life and death here. We need those who are committed, those who we can contact, those who are reachable. This is not a social club. This is Biafra we're talking about. Please, my dear sister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I want to speak on this monument that we are building because we gave our people, especially those of the donors, the gold, the bronze, the silver. We gave them ultimatum. We gave them till 25th of this month. But as at the time we were giving them this, little did we know that 25th was going to be on Sunday. And so many of them has been calling to plead that we should extend it to 26th, 27th.
So can we ask Boko Haram to extend their bombing to next year?
Because so many of them called today to say that they couldn't pay today and they cannot pay tomorrow. But the first thing Monday morning that they will pay. So I am standing in their gap, Director, and I plead that we allow them till Monday.
Okay.
Even our women, please do not forget that the march will be on the 30th. The memorial that we are building, we are supposed to wrap it up before 30th. And we need every one kobo, one naira that you promised to give to us to bring this promise to you, to make this promise that we have promised you. Please do not fail us. And some people call today to say that they wouldn't want director to call their names on air because they did not pay up on time. If you do not want your name to be called on air, please do the right thing. And as you strive to do this, I keep praying that Chukwuabiamah, who has been enabling you, Chukwuabiamah, who has been endowing you, he will keep supporting you. He will not only support you, he will uphold you. Because you are doing that which is just and which is right, Chukwuabiamah will fight for you. Your children will not pass through what we are passing through in Nigeria. The next generation will not see the evil and abomination that we are seeing in Nigeria. Because Biafra is coming. And Biafra is not just coming on a platter of gold. There are so many things that we need to do. I said it yesterday and I'm repeating it today, that nothing of value comes too cheap. Nothing of value comes too cheap. Freedom is not just gotten like that. You have to fight for it. You have to strive for it. You have to desire it. You have to test after it. And as each and every one of us begin to think towards this direction, Chukwuabiamah will help us to restore Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for that. We have listened to what they have said, so we started to the 26th, and that is it. On the evening of the 26th, we shall announce it, those of you that failed, so that next time, when you hear the word Biafra, you think properly before you open your mouth to say anything. Here, we are not joking. We are not playing here. We are very serious. We have a caller on the phone. He's been waiting, or she has been waiting. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Priscilla.
Priscilla.
I'm calling from Germany.
You're calling from Germany. Please go ahead.
My name is Priscilla Pink. My husband is a white man. Germany.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I came from Biafra. I am Biafra.
Yes.
Biafra is from Mbieri.
Mbieri. Owerri. Barasteman Mezu's village, Mbieri. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Go ahead.
My village is Mbieri.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Can I talk to Igbo?
Of course. Igbo. Mama say yes, Igbo. Go ahead.
Okay. Onye konete me wo Florence.
Okay, Sister Florence Nkechi. Yes.
Yeah, Florence Nkechi. So, oh yeah, wa my coordinator.
Yes.
So. Nnamdi Kalu.
Yes.
I'm very, very grateful what are you doing and the others.
Thank you.
Onwe egun chore ego na.
Gagowa.
Aguma ge anigbo.
Gani hu gowa no.
Okay. My thing now is Onye genye ni Biafra. Onye genye ni Biafra. Chukwuabiamah nam nandi genye ni Biafra. Chukwuabiamah nam nandi genye ni Biafra. Biafra kwadebe no. Biafra gadendo. Onye genye ni Biafra. Onye genye ni Biafra. Chukwuabiamah nam nandi genye ni Biafra. Chukwuabiamah nam nandi genye ni Biafra. Omo Biafra kwadebe. Biafra gadendo. Biafra gadendo. Oh, Mokoro boys, jikeremen na Biafra. Oh, Mabawa boys, jikeremen na Biafra. Ole Bekunuje, Biafra. ole bekunu je biya franyagara po biya fraje me bozo je biri anyaga yara po biya fraje me bozo je biri biya fragadendo biya fragadendo o bokoro boys jikere benu na biya ndembe na ndembe na jikere benu na biya onye genye enyi Biafra Chukwu Abiama nam na ndị genye enyi Biafra Orisha Adịrị Igwe nam na ndị genye enyi Biafra Biafra ga-adị ndụ.
Thank you.
So that is my music.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiama bless you. Thank you.
Obioma dị m nọ ihe na-arụ. In fact, any day where I know hear your voice from Biafra Radio, my body I'm not complete that day. I'm hearing you.
Thank you.
I'm hearing you, Chukwu Abiama. I am na Chukwu Abiama na Ginwa Kenyali Biafra.
You see. He said,
so
I'm humbled.
Continue, you are working, continue what you are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So,
God bless you.
So, Biafra, aga ha elete gitan, aga ha enine gaka.
I hope so.
Only you. Oh, Nnamdi Kalu. May God bless you and give you long, long life on your family and everybody with you there are working to get Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. Thank you. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Director, thank you. Sister Priscilla, you are known as Blinky Pinky. I know your husband is listening, our in-law. He called me all the time.
My husband is so
and
my husband
he promised
very
that
happy.
He is
giving me all those things who is happened. She's even this everything he is worried. He is worried than me, sir.
That's good. He shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So,
he is worried than me. She likes Nnamdi Kalu, even when he hear his voice, he told me it's true that Biafra will come, and it's not dream, or we call it dream. Biafra must come.
He said.
Yeah.
So
let me give you my husband, please.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Sir, my name is Hartmut Pink. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you very much.
My wife told you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We live in the northern part of Germany, near Kiel.
Yes.
And we always hear your broadcast on Radio Biafra. And any day I miss it, my body is trembling. I don't like to miss any part of your voice, I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That says I picked my wife 1981 in Port Harcourt, but this time I worked there.
Yes.
And I married her until today.
Thank you.
We are together and we want Biafra back because I want to see my family in law in peace and freedom.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're a good man. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much.
God bless you and your work and your fellows there. And I think.
Thank you very much.
I must come back.
And God bless you and your family too. God bless you and your family. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. The first person to pay for the women, is that correct? Thank you very, very much. This is what happens. Like our sister, you know our sister, Juliet Mba, the same thing. Juliet Mba came to our meeting. We were in Verona. She said to us, that is my husband there. If I'm going and I ask him to come, he will come with me. If I ask him to sit down there, he will sit down and I will talk our dear sister. I miss her voice, I'm telling you. Juliet Mba. I hope she's... I don't know why we haven't been able to hear from her these days. I love her so much. I love her so much. The same thing with this, our sister now. You come and you bring your husband with you. You bring your husband with you. We are Biafrans. We allow everybody to come in and be part of us. Do we discriminate? No. Never. We don't know anything about discrimination. Anybody can come to Biafra land and be part of it. Anybody can come. Anybody. We started political asylum before they put it down on a piece of paper. Here in this very land, blessed by Chukwu Abiamu himself, the Almighty God in heaven. No, we don't have a caller on Skype. Let's see if we can have one now. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Good evening from here in Biafra land, Enugu to be precise. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Simon Ashinasa. I'm calling from Mexico City. It's from, afternoon here, sir.
It's afternoon in Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me if you people are ready in Mexico? That's what I want to hear.
Of course, we are 150% ready for 30th May.
Wonderful.
For our TV.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, director. I've been calling for a while that I will not be able to hook up.
You know how you can. Nobody can tell how busy we are. You don't understand it. As I'm speaking to you, the lines are going, begging me to pick them. Many of them. But I can only pick one at a time. Please go ahead. Others are waiting.
Okay, thank you, director. There is I want to ask you a question, and it will be a kind of suggestion. And I thank you for the comment you make this afternoon through news presentation. You said that we are going to remember all the people that fought for myself, despite the situation they were being deceived.
Of course.
I think I compliment you for that. I'm happy hearing this from you. Okay, another thing I want to ask, you know, there are some of our veterans who fought for Biafra during the war. And maybe some of them are settling, I think, within the Oji River. If you are heading to Onitsha from Enugu, why I'm saying this, I used to remember if I traveled down with my brother, he would stop there and give me money to go and give them, you know. So for me, I don't know, they are looking... You know, wretchedly. I don't know. Is there any way we can bring them to the picture or remember or bring them to let them join us through our remembrance on 30th?
Yes, it is possible. We have contacted some of them. The thing we need to know is that all the people coming, there are those that want to come from Bielsa, but it's going to cost money to bring them here. To hire an 18-seater bus to bring them. Everybody wants to come. Those of them from Cross River, those of them from Akwa Ibom, everybody wants to come. But the problem we're having is that, logistically speaking, in terms of transporting them, it is also going to cost us something. Those of them who want to come and spend the night for the ceremony the next morning, a very small but deeply symbolic ceremony the next morning, will have to come here a day before. So that is the problem that we are encountering. It's a question of logistics. Everything and anything is possible.
Okay. Thank you very much, and you're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Let us go and take this call. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they're not listening. Do we have somebody on the line? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Do we have anybody on the line? I don't think so. Do we have them on the line? Are they still there? Or have they gone? The caller on the phone, have they gone? I had a call today from the Cameroon. Do you know that people in Cameroon are ready? They're going to march. Even in the Cameroon, they are marching in the Cameroon. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
My name is Chima Chimeze Uduji from Abaje in Wange local government, Imo State.
Thank you very much.
In Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Austria, Vienna. Director, first of all, I want to commend you once again. I've been calling you, I think this is my second time of speaking with you. I want to thank you once again and all the crew members. But, hello?
The world is listening. We are listening attentively. I don't like interrupting people. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. We are also preparing here. I attended the meeting 2 weeks ago, but I traveled, and today there is also a meeting, but I couldn't make it anyway. I just came in now, and I joined the conversation on the radio Biafra. But there is still something disturbing me in mind, and I want to know.
What is this thing that is disturbing, my dear brother? Please. Do not be disturbed. If you like, please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are welcoming you to the largest community anywhere on this planet Earth, the largest family you can ever imagine. We are in over 88 countries of the world. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Chukwu Dianife calling from Switzerland, Zurich.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please proceed.
Thank you, sir. We are very happy today because we had our last meeting before our rally. And we are still on the meeting venue, even though the meeting is over. We've been trying to make this contact for the past 30 minutes. Luckily for us now, we got hold of you. We just want to thank you and appreciate everything you've been doing for us. And just want to let you know that God of mercy has blessed us this evening in Zurich. We had tremendous fun of this evening. And in fact, we are very, very ready. And Biafrans in Zurich are happy and we are ready for the match. I just want to appreciate you and appreciate our sister, the Iron Woman, Ebere Chukwu Anebogo, Chukwu Kabosa, Ike Chukwu Enyago, all the crew members there with you. And we are praying that God in His mercy has remembered us and that Biafra is already here. And please, Director, we have Biafrans around me and I would like to say hi to Biafrans all over the world.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is a typical Biafra from Anambra.
Yes.
Igbo land. Biafra land.
Thank you.
Isofia.
Isofia.
I'm Mr. Michael Ezilo, living in Zurich, Switzerland.
Yes, that is wonderful.
Since I was trying to get you on the line, it's today that I, you know.
You're very lucky.
Make it.
You are very, very lucky.
I was very, very lucky to hear your voice, you know, personally.
Yes.
So, sir, we so much thank you for all the job you are doing for Biafra, including me and my family.
Thank you.
I married a Swiss woman with two kids. My first daughter speaks Igbo, speaks Biafra.
That's very good.
So I married more than 20 years in Switzerland. And I'm tired. I want to go to my fatherland.
And we all. You're correct.
I have learned a lot in this Western world, which even the one of the richest oil minister in Nigeria was a son of what called this Yoruba man.
Is it Yoruba? Is it Lukman? Rewanu Lukman?
Yeah. So he was making a speech towards Nigerian Economy Forum. I was very, very angry. because I turn off my television because this is my father's property. Somebody who don't have, his father don't have anything. Hello?
We are listening. We are here listening. Go ahead.
So, sir, the only word I want to let my brother to also talk to you, to, you know, to praise you.
Hello? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Hello, good evening, my director.
Good evening, my brother. Go ahead. The world is listening.
My name is Elvis Akuneho. I'm called, okay, my name is Chukwudi Akuneho. We are from Zurich here, and I'm from Okudo, in Njaba local government area of Biafraland.
Thank you very much.
Director, we thank you so much for your good job you are doing for Biafrans. We are really happy. Today we had a nice meeting here. We are formidable, my director. We are very, very happy today. God bless you and bless all the Biafrans over there. Thanks. I give my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I don't know how to start thanking you, sir. My name is Ode Emenike from Ore. I'm a Biafran, full-blooded. And I don't know how to start, but all I know that you are doing a wonderful job, and we are all standing for you and for us and for our kids.
Thank you very much.
So,
thank you.
So with time, I think we're going to make the whole thing happen, and this is why we're out here. So for us to leave our views on our house and our lives and our families, to come over here for the meeting and start for Biafra means a lot. So all I have to say, my brother, more to your elbows. Don't give up. You know, we are all at your back. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Long live Biafra, long live the holy land. In Jesus' name, we'll make this.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, honorable.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening. My name is Emmanuel Oke Akuba. I'm from Motocha Glory in Anambra, local government.
Thank you.
I want to thank you very much for your efforts. I've listened to you often on the radio, and I really appreciate your help. I think the world will hear our cry now, and I will say that Boko Haram has helped us a lot, because now the world can see the truth. That's why we've always wanted to split from these people. We are not the same. We don't have anything to do with one another. And it will never, the Boko Haram, I called BBC 2 weeks ago, and I made them understand that in 100 years, Boko Haram will never accept the Christians. And in 100 years, the Biafrans will never accept to become Muslims because of Boko Haram. So that is why we should be working towards our splitting and going our way. And it's never a crime for somebody to say, I don't want to live together with you anymore. Thank you very much. And that is my argument. We are marching on next week, Friday. And remember, at least remember our dead souls, because they died for our sake. Thank you very much. Let me pass you over to my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. This is Eleka Ibe Vincent.
Thank you.
From Switzerland.
Please go ahead.
And yeah. First of all, I have to congratulate you and say thank you for your efforts and all what you are doing. And we are also here. At the same time, we are, for the fact that we are marching towards the 30th of this month. Everybody's here. We are getting ready, and we are ready already. Not it's not that we're getting ready. We are ready for that. And all the same, we are with you. And I have to say thank you for your effort, and all the families of and all the Biafran people that are living in Switzerland here. We are all together here, and we meet together, and we would like to see you here also, because everybody's interested. Everybody have interest to see you, and everybody supports what you are doing. So we are very happy, and at the same time, I say thank you very much for your effort. We are with you. Let me pass you to one of our brothers that is here also, but want to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please, your name, please, and where you come from.
Yeah, my name is Ugochukwu Cherry Sobi from Ozobo, the Christian Union Camp of Men.
Good people. Please go ahead.
I want to say we are gracefully thankful for your effort.
There is a lot of noise where you are. There's a lot of noise where you are. The world can hear it. There's a lot of noise where you are.
We
can hear it.
I said we are honored and gratefully
thank you
that for your work, and we pray that God continue giving you the blessing and strength you need to carry on the struggle.
Thank you.
We all know that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a bypass, but definitely we're going to achieve our ultimate objective by His power, which is the Chukwuabiamu. We all believe in. As
yes.
Their fans, yeah. And my kids and I and my wife, all the way from Zurich, is sending an honored thanks to you to say thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for your effort and your time. And we pray that the Lord will serve, keep on protecting you and your family from every evil that might try to come to you. And we know that at the end of this struggle that we're going to smile together and we're going to be happy together as one people from Biafra land. And we pray and we are preparing. We just finished the meeting here in Zurich with a contribution on how to go through the demonstration to Geneva on Friday. And we made a tremendous effort on how to go there on Friday. And we have a planned trip already. And we all have one spirit and one mind that the journey is going to be a successful one. And we pray that the Chukwuabiamu is going to lead us there in peace. And the demonstration also will be a successful one and an eye-opener to the entire world to see that this struggle of the Biafrans is real and we are dying to get our land back. And our destiny will be controlled by we, the Biafrans, not by people that we doesn't have the same cause or the same goal or the same anything in common. That's our ultimate prayer, and we believe that with this one spirit and one struggle we all believe in, we're going to, at the end of this journey, be successful and all hold together to remember our loved ones that in one way or the other have lost their life and people are still dying for the same cause that we are fighting for. And I pray that at the end of this struggle that we all remember them, that anywhere they are, that they know that their struggle and their effort is not in vain. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller there? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you are.
My name is Chidebere Okeke. I'm calling from Benin City.
From Benin City. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I want to thank you for all the work that you are doing for us. But we just for the 30th of May, you know, we've been here in Benin, we don't have too much people here because sometimes when you call people to teach them about Biafra, they will tell you that Wazika has betrayed us. But me, I have already booked map for us. So that on that day, I will go to church and give worship to Almighty God.
Yes.
To Chukwuabiamu.
Yes.
To make sure that our decision goes successful. But right now, when I do my television to get rid of Biafra, I didn't get it. So I was, you know, distressed. I was afraid. I said, what happened? Since yesterday, I tried to get rid of Biafra. I didn't get it. So I said that I should call so that I should know why the Radio Biafra is off air.
It's not off air. We are broadcasting and it's on air. We are live on air. Maybe, I don't know if wind blew yesterday and blew your dish off the dimension of the alliance. Because your dish is pointing 17 degrees east towards a MOS 5 satellite.
Okay, Director. May God continue to bless you. God will bless you and bless Ebele and Ebog, Ikechukwu, Onyago, and so on and so forth. All the people that is fighting for the Biafra. God will give you life and life abundantly in Jesus' name.
May God bless you.
I know that we all will assemble at the Lord and see Biafra coming through. I think I saw Biafra coming
So, in fact, we will give thanks to Almighty God. When the gathering come, we are going to give thanksgiving because we are going to worship God Almighty alone. We don't worship any human being. We worship
of course.
God.
We worship
because
God.
I know that Biafra is within us. You will give us Biafra as you promised. I know that you will give us Biafra director. I trust you. And I know that you will never let us down. May God continue to bless you and bless all of you. Chioma, God will bless you. Ebelechukwu Anibog, God will bless you. And Ikechukwu Onyeagu, God will bless you. Ikabos, I know that you are there right now. God will continue to bless you. And I know that God will bless all the people of Biafra. God will continue to bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Director.
I can hear you very well. I can hear you very, very well.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. My name is Chidrim Ndumele.
And where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. And I am from Ahieke, Ibe.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I really appreciate what you people are doing here. Because I know what you people are encountering. I know we have bad people there. And I know that we have stupid people also. Because some of them, we are not born in Igbo land. And some of them, we are born there. And during the time of war, when British and Nigerians are killing Biafrans, some of them, we have been taken to Hausa, Fulani land. And from there, they grown up. So after the war, they finally come back. So you can see that character is very, very different from we that were born in Biafran land and raised in Biafran land. I know people I'm talking about. I am talking about all these stupid rulers that are ruling in Biafra land now. I'm talking about Ojo Zokalo. I'm talking about GOG. I'm talking about Goja Sokrocha. These stupid people. This is people I'm talking about. Everybody knows you quite alright that these people, they don't really have 100% Biafran blood in them. You can see how they are attacking the land of Biafra because of the little things they are benefiting in Nigerian government. They don't care for other people. They don't care for demons. They only care for themselves. Ojo Zokalo rule Aja State as a Nigerian governor. Tell me what he did. The road we are using in Umuahia is the road that Mbakwe did when we are still in Imo State. Tell me one achievement that Ojo Zokalo did. Or tell me what GOG has done since he started ruling Aja State as a governor. For 8 years now. But every day it's all about controversial news about him. That he killed somebody there, that his son shot somebody there. This is all we are hearing about. Just tell me. And this is the same people kicking against Biafra. Go to Aba. Aba is the one of the biggest markets in West Africa. But go there. People are dying because of malaria, mosquito, no good road. Go there. You just, you know, something of embarrassing people, chasing people out from their shops. Is it not to do road? Is it to do road or to chase them out of their shops? No road. Go there, all the borders has closed. You see? And this is the same people attacking you people there, attacking their brother. Because of what they are benefiting in useless Nigerian country. They don't care about other people. They don't care about pharmacies. They only care about themselves. They only care about themselves. And that's why anytime they hear about Biafra, because they know that Biafra does not take any nonsense from any stupid person. That when Biafra stands, as he stands before, as my father told me, because I know that we are their father. We have their father because me, my father shows me. I know that what confused them is because some of them, that their father didn't tell them history about their father. Their father didn't tell them any history about their father. I have seen the currency of their father. If British doubt that there's nothing like their father before, let them come. Let me show them what they call shilling. That is our currency in coins. My father showed me. You see? And this is the people kicking against us. Okay, now you are saying that Ozokado was coming back from British. What is he going there to do? Okay, now he's not a governor again. He's not ruling again. What's his business concern? What's his business about Nigerian government? They should come. Nigeria wants to divide them. But they are the one. Okay, tell me what he did to Abia State as a governor for how many years? When you are talking that, okay, no. What have you done to your people, you as a governor? TRT is from the same Ibeku, from the same Ibeku where I came from. But tell me what this guy has done to Ibeku land. Nothing. That Umuahia town, that road that he is still driving on, is road that Mbakwe did when we are together with Imo State. I don't know if I'm lying or I'm saying the truth.
You are speaking the truth. It was built by Fujirol. Fujirol built Umuahia. Before Fujirol came and built it, when Ndubuisi Kanu was the Imo State governor, I think the contract was given to a group called Benton. Benton is at today's Fimbas Road, new layout. They weren't doing anything. I think Ndubuisi Kanu came there one day and locked up all the equipment out of anger and sacked Benton. Yeah. Nothing happened until Mbakwe came. Mbakwe ordered Fujirol to build that very town. Umuahia was built with the way that roads should be built. It has a decking underneath the tarmac. There is a decking. They poured cement and rod underneath the road before they put the tarmac on top of it. That is why the road is very, very good. It never spoils. Never. Ever.
Yes. See, what I'm still saying, these people, our father can only take nonsense, but we, our generation, because we have seen it, we have watched it, we have heard the story, and we have read the story, and we have known it. Because I still have the gun that my father used to fight as a Biafran soldier is still in my house, in village. The shoe of Biafra is in my house. The clothes of Biafra is in my house. There is something they call a Ejemma. That is Biafra Ejemma. It's still in my house. Biafra shilling is still in my house. Biafra pound is still in my house. That's our currency.
Of course it is our currency. Somebody was asking me before, what type of currency are we going to use in the new? I said he's been giving us all the names. Ejemma, which other one again? Shilling is British. Shillingford, no, it's British. There is Ejemma and Ezego. Ezego is cowries, the cowrie shells. So we have names we can give to our currency, but definitely not British, not pound anymore. Not pound. They've killed us anyway. We must continue. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. We had a caller on the phone. I don't know if they've woken up. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. I was the one speaking before the line went off.
Yeah, please go ahead and round up for us. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Director, you know, I was telling you something is disturbing me in mind, and the point there is this. You know, each time I meet people and raise this issue of Biafra, more especially our people, you know, everybody keep referring me back to Wazirike regime, what he did, and during the time how he deceived people. And, you know, this Wazirike issue has bring us back and is really discouraging people. Now, a lot of people are picking courage again. I'm so glad to read. But there is something I want to beg, please. You know, this one, I'm hearing your voice, and I know you are genuine. And I don't know the people around you, I believe they are also genuine. But please, one thing I want to say, if there is any mistake on this again, bear it in mind, take it or leave it.
there will be nothing like Biafra again, because each time somebody else rises up again, people will say, please forget it, you want to make money. Please, I just want to say, and this never happened, and this, that, please. I like the way you're doing it. You're doing it good. You're doing it great, and I really appreciate. Just keep on doing it. I'm just praying every blessed day. Each time I see the background you put on this radio there here on the home, each time I see it, God in heaven knows, I always pray, let our country be like this. Let my village be like this. Let all the corners of our place be like this. We have the money. I've gone to many places. Even North Korea, the world is presenting today as one of the poorest places. Each time they show me, I don't see anything poverty there. But they don't show our place, they don't show it on CNN, they don't show how people suffered, how people are suffering. Please, do the best you can do. Since you are in position, and I don't know, since you are back home now, all these our top leaders, all these people who are... even if they are with government now, I don't know if you can be able to meet them one-on-one, try to convince them, let them be with us, because now we are just trying to make monuments and there is no money. We are trying to broadcast online. There is no money. People are contributing 50 euro, 100 euro, 20 euro. If there is war, is this how we are going to do it? We still need those people, because... we need money. War is not a child's play, and they are not going to. Each time we are having a war with another country or with another side of the country, they are going to make their own strategies how to win. Please, we need them, because I don't see if we keep asking people to bring 100 euro, 50 euro in times of war, this will not help us. Please, this is my own contribution.
Yes, thank you very much. Points well made and accepted as well on our part. There are some things I want to clear up. If you can still please bear with me and stay where you are.
Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead, please.
Our people will disappoint us. I will not disappoint them. They will disappoint me. That is one thing you need to know. That is number one, very, very essential. Number two is that we have never failed. Anything we say we are going to do, we have done them. There will be a very special announcement this coming week. Everything we have said, we have done. Biafra is the reason why I was born, nothing else. There is no other reason why I was born, only for Biafra. Biafrans will let me down. I will hang myself rather than fail my country. It is impossible. You know what the word impossible means?
Yeah.
That is why I say that I am incorruptible. Incorruptible when it comes to Biafra. Incorruptible. People don't understand what Biafra means to some of us. To me, that I have not told you what Biafra means to me. One day I will tell you, Biafra is more than life itself. And nobody can play with their life. If people cannot play with their life or place their life at useless risk all the time, why should I play with something that is to me greater than life itself, which is Biafra? That is one thing, my dear brother. Secondly, the comparison with Owasurike, I welcome it. Do you know what it does to us? It makes us to work harder. I love it. When people say, oh, you'll be like him one day, I welcome it. It makes me to work very, very hard. To try to prove to our people that we are different. Did people not say before we are not united? Have you forgotten? Oh, if we are not united, why are we coming out on the 30th of May in Japan, in Indonesia, in the Philippines? We are coming out in Malaysia. We'll be out in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, in China, in Australia. Everywhere you have our people, up to United States of America, to Los Angeles, we are coming out. Has that ever happened before? Did people not say we don't love ourselves? We bought a transmitter. We don't love ourselves. And today we are building a magnificent monument to the glory and memory of those that died that we may live. We have done something that nobody has ever done before. Nobody, bar none. What we are doing, Ohanaeze could not do it. No governor could do it. We gave our people an infrastructure. Before we came, did you used to hear the voice of our people this way, where we interact with each other? Do you know how many people we have connected to one another? How many families we have created around the world? People attending meetings all the time, every week in the case of the UK, bonding as one, forging ahead to go and set Biafra free. I welcome challenges. I love them. When people doubt me, I love it. The more doubt I encounter, the more I excel. I love criticism. The more it comes, the more I cherish it. The more I go out to prove detractors wrong. The people assembled to fight for Biafra this time around, they are exceptional. And Biafra will come. Because when I pray, my prayers are very simple. Everything you've asked us of us, O Lord, we have done. Biafra cannot be like Nigeria. Biafra cannot be like Igbo land before the white man came. There will be no Osu. There will be no Ume. There will be no slavery. There will be no slavery. No slavery. No selling of any baby. No. There will be no motherless babies home. Because if you don't have your kinsmen, you also have your mom must have kins, her own kinsmen as well. These are the things we need to understand. That our quest for our country supersedes everything we hold very dear. I have no reason to take money from people. I am going to travel to Israel. When I go to Israel, I will stay in a very beautiful hotel. They will buy me my ticket. So what do I need money for? I will travel. You heard them this evening. Was it in Switzerland, in Geneva? They said they want me to come to Switzerland. Didn't you hear them? So what do I need to go and steal money for? From who? For what? I will go to Switzerland. I will stay in a 5-star hotel. There is nothing I want to do I cannot do. I don't buy my own recharge card. People buy recharge card for me. Anything we want is being done for us. Therefore, everything our people demand of us, we will deliver it. Thank you very much.
Director, you have said it all, and right from the one from the day I saw your picture, I hear your voice each day. I have never met you one on one, but I'm seeing you as one of the transparent men we have in Igbo land. But in other way around, you know, we the Igbos, we have one problem. Like during the time of Awolowo, you know, this man, Zeke and all the rest, they were busy packing money on their own, being busy sometimes like this, our brother, our beloved brother, Chinua Achebe, before he wrote this book. I thank God that he wrote this book. There was a country before he died, but I was one of his enemies before. I don't know him in person, but I don't like people that has this opportunity to speak the truth, to make the world hear our voice, but they don't speak it, they don't do it, they are busy making the money for themselves and for their family. People like Zeke, all these people, but look at Awolowo. Awolowo was busy giving Yoruba people free education, that time trying to make sure that their people are in place. But our people, we only care for ourselves. We don't care for the future. We don't care for the children unborn. This has been our problem. We love money so much, and this is what is setting us back. But I pray, may God Almighty keep guiding you and protecting you. I encourage you to keep it on. I'm behind you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. If you are joining us, we welcome you. If this is your very first time, then we are also welcoming you. Our lines are open. You can call us on +234 8100904599. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Please go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Chukwuemeka Ojukwu calling from France. Director, I...
Please raise your voice is low. Why is that?
Yes, it's okay now, is it okay?
It's better now.
Yeah, so I am calling to commend you on what you people are doing there. Our sister Ebere, the Iron Lady herself,
Ikechukwu Eniago, God's own power himself, and the Uchiuka Bosa, and the rest of them, if I did not mention your name, know you that you are among them. And all our brothers and sisters all over the whole world, dear friends, doing all effort to make this dream to be realistic. Well, Director, I am just calling because I am not very happy the way you justify yourself when this, all these dafts, they call themselves people who are taking excuses because of Wazulike. When they come, you continue justifying yourself. Director, you don't need to justify yourself. Who are these people? You don't need to justify yourself because people, our people are so stupid. Our people are so, I don't know, coward, that they use silly excuses to disassociate themselves from what they're supposed to do as their own endeavors, as their own responsibility. You know, all these people who, anybody you will call, you tell, I'm telling everybody, every Biafran, listen to me. Anybody who goes to preach and will tell you, give you example of Wazirika, that's the reason why he's not coming. Please don't make any effort again to call him, because these ones are the saboteurs. They have seen a weak point that they will use. And one question I'm asking them is, some people, they will go and they will go to China, they will go to whatever they are doing, their buying and selling, them, and maybe they are coming back home with their goods, and they have problem, or maybe the ship had problem, the goods fall into the sea. Does it prevent them from going to China again? Does it prevent, or even some people whom their shop got burnt? Even when you go to the market, when you go to all these markets that was burnt several times, that have been burnt several times since the existence. But yet they will still be on another shop on the same place, and people will still go and buy it, and they put their goods there still again. They will not say, no, we are not going to go there again because the fire consumed our goods last time. But they will continue rushing to buy shops there to build another one to continue their business. But our people, because of a stupid, arrogant and ignorant man that is already cursed, then they will be using it as an example not to come out to fight for what belongs to them. It's a very shameful thing for our people to use all these things to withdraw themselves from this race. But we should not mind, because we are going to get our Biafra, and they will see it. I asked some of them a question before yesterday. I say, you, don't you see that your people, we are cursed people. Just from Lagos, when you are coming from the north, or maybe from Lagos, the moment you enter your farland, it's as if you are coming to another planet. No good road, nothing, stinking places, dustbin everywhere on the street, nothing. And for years, and people are sitting there saying they are governors, and none of you could open your eyes to see that these people are not there. They are not doing anything. But if you continue going your way, tomorrow they ask you now, come, let us drive these people away, and we take our land back and do it at the way to come and once it. You'll be telling me about Wazulika. And then, Wazulika came and he fell. And then, is that the news that we're going to continue singing every day as an excuse? So, Director, please, I will beg you, for God's sake, stop justifying yourself before these people. Because they doesn't want it. It doesn't want it. These people doesn't want it. We know who you are, and we are coming out. Even if you fail us tomorrow, Director, it will not prevent us from getting Biafra, from pursuing Biafra when the right person also comes. Because a true Biafra man, whenever he is going, and he hears Biafra, people talking about Biafra, he will stop and listen to what they are saying and contribute in the argument. That is where you know a true Biafra man. But you know, these cowards, when you talk about Biafra, they will tell you, they have come again. Eh? We know you go to war, and the people can die in the war. Does it prevent people from going to war? We'll continue. Man, they go. And we'll get what we want. And they are doing all these things, sitting on the, you know, people fought this war at whom I live. And today, and they are very angry, their spirit is very angry, because what they fought for, we abandon it. We never talk about it. We never do anything even to remember them. That is the reason why our land is not seeing any light. And shall never see any light until we get Biafra. That is the only thing. If we don't remember them, if you don't remember them, any Biafra that is listening to me, if you don't remember these people, you are bringing cost to your family and to yourself. Because these people, these innocent ones, because of them, you are living. If not because of them, you would have been nowhere to be found today. If you don't come out, if you don't participate financially in this struggle, you are bringing causes to your own children, even to children coming. Because the spirit of the people and the spirit of those people who died will be seeing you as a saboteur. People who, it's as good as you are, you go on to their grave if there is any, and you renate on them, even dedicate there, and spit on them on their grave. That is what you are doing. Anybody that is not coming out for Biafra something is spitting on those people who died for Biafra. And enough is enough. We shall not continue justifying ourselves that this one is the right one. This one. They should sit down and wait until you get it. So therefore, I don't want to get more angry. So please, I will just beg you, if you can just do me a favor, stop justifying yourself, director. It's only God. Before God, we are doing everything. And so it's because of God you have come, not because of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that, and I have listened to you. We must go ahead. Sometimes I don't agree with what most people say, but I will sure do defend their right to say it, because I believe in freedom of speech. Funny enough, I do. A lot. And Biafra shall have it. But I also understand what our dear brother is saying. We must not give succor to those using this as an excuse for their inaction. Boko Haram is killing you. Your so-called governors are looting you dry. They are killing you and making your life miserable and wretched. Please, we are here to save you, to liberate you from the bondage and shackles of darkness. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my director, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Sunday in Emegua, all the way from Niger State, Issue.
Thank you very much, go ahead.
I am from Anambra State, Newe South, precisely Onyeobo. Umudiji, Umuahabobo.
Thank you very much. Biafra. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless my barrister. God bless our Iron Lady. God bless OC. God bless every one of you there. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I don't stop praying for you every day, by day, night, morning, noon, that good Lord will bless every one of you.
Thank you.
And all that is fighting for the freedom of our dear Biafra land. The rising sun will rise again. And as a matter of fact, the rising sun is on. And we believe that we all shall see, we all shall hold our hand and sing the song of victory. God bless you once more.
Thank you.
Director, I want to appreciate you. I want to appreciate every one of you. Just like the last speaker spoke, Director, you don't need to justify yourself before these cowards. Just as the last speaker said that when you go to China and you buy your things and at the end of the day something happened to it, you don't say because of that you don't go to China again. As a matter of fact, our people, the Igbo cost people, up to today, some of them are going to Maiduguri. Some of them are still going there tomorrow. Some of them are still going there next tomorrow. You know what they tell you? They tell you that this is time they to do business there. That pure water now, that the sachet water now is 20 naira per sachet there now. That this is the time to do business.
Is there an opportunity? Business opportunity.
People are cost. There is an opportunity to go where they are killing you. Where people are running away, and you say this is the time to go and do business there. And that is, I want to tell you that many of them are still taking bus for Monica to make the up to today. Even tomorrow, there are people that will be going there. And they are telling me that because of what Ricky said, that they are afraid of every other one. I don't want to tell anyone that is listening to the voice, my voice tonight, that I am in this struggle not because of what Ricky. You are in this struggle not because of anybody. Many of us that at least are in this trouble, we are not doing it because of anybody. We are doing it because we have the Biafran blood.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct.
We have it in us. Any place that is named Biafran is found, we will stop for a second and hear the argument. We like to preach it. We like to talk it. We don't care what anybody says. We don't care what you tell us. We don't care. In fact, this is the reason why we are born. My father taught me, and I read as a student of history, I read about Biafra. I wasn't born when Biafra war was fought, but I watch the YouTube, I watch everything I know, and I will tell my own children about Biafra. It is in us. We are not apologetic to it. We are not apologetic. Don't the way you are not apologetic to be black. Don't the way you are not apologetic to be white. That is how we are not apologetic to be Biafra. We are Biafra by nature. God made this so, and so it is. So I don't care when I see any... I'm grateful. My papa say Adibo. My mama say Adibo. When they talk about nonsense about Biafra, I don't really care about them. All what I want to say, it doesn't take it. Must, you want him, if you don't have financial aspect of it, financial muscle to support Biafra, support it willingly. Support it willingly. Tell people about it. Carry the flag. Carry the handbill. Share to people. Tell people about Biafra. I want to tell all our brothers and sisters all over the world, they are doing a great job. In fact, I was going through this book today. What I was saying there, I marvel. And also, I want to use this opportunity also to remind all our members, please, all the Biafra family all over the world, please don't forget to change your GP. Your BlackBerry GP, change it with the memorial. Your Facebook profile picture, change it with the memorial. Everything about you to tell the world that something is happening all over. My Facebook is all about targets, and my friends or people, even the so-called evils, are coming to ask me what is this all about targets. And I begin to lecture them again. But it tells me so much that an evil man, a Biafra man, we don't know about this target of me. Doesn't know about Biafra. In fact, it pains me to my bones. It pains me to my marrow. But what can I say? All of us are evil, but not all of us are Biafrans.
That's correct.
It takes a true Biafran. It takes a true Biafran to know what is happening. I want to encourage you. Please, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of whatever anybody says, please don't relent. You are following the right course. You are following the right thing. You are doing the right thing. I want to tell you something. Whenever I hear your voice, or when I hear the voice of Barista, or when I hear the voice of Karamunda, please, you allow us to always hear the voice of Karamunda, at least once in a while. We want to hear from her. We want her encouragement. We too also encourage her. She's doing a wonderful job. In fact, the day I will see her in Igbo land, I will be the first person to embrace her. She's doing wonderfully. We love her. Please, if you see her, tell her that we love her. We are preparing for great. We are preparing a great thing for her the day that she's going to step her foot in this blessed land called Biafra. God will not forget all the work of your love. God will not forget what you are doing. God will not forget everything that you are doing concerning this cause. Just as you said that you were born for this cause. I want to tell you something that most of us, many of us, we are born for that cause. It's not that you have not seen a leader, but God has raised and raised a leader through you, and we promise to follow. Just tell us what you want us to do. Just say it, what you want us to do, and see after I'll tell you this once and over again. Just don't worry. When you need us, just call on us. You will see how many people you have. Forget about whatever anybody see, anything, any place, just forget about them. And also, I want to tell our brothers in the north, every one of them, we are planning to come home. I want to tell them, please plan ahead. I was talking to some of the group, and they tell me that, we have been hearing about, I say, don't worry. As long as this zoo remains, I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. So anyone in the north, wherever you are hearing my voice, I want to tell you that what you are enjoying today, the mansions you are building, whatever you are building, many of them are still buying land and buying everything in the north, building and doing all this and doing all this. Some of them tell you now that it's the time, the most time to invest now is now in the north. Because as others are running, they are building, they are buying land for 1 naira, 2 naira, 3 naira, and they are building more houses. I want to tell them, you better start selling them. You start getting ready, preparing your family. Take them home. Prepare them because of what is ahead of us. And I want to tell them also that war, it is not inevitable. It is not in a situation like this. We are ever ready for it. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something, Nandi. Please and please again, know that we are ready. We are ready to fight it out. We are ready this time around 1967 to 1917. It's not 2014. It's not 2015. And I wanted to hear it all over. Secondly, just as you are saying, the people that we're supposed to sue for this false and forced marriage is the British. And if they are hearing me, if the British Parliament, any member of the Parliament of the Britain is hearing me now, I want to tell you that the devil, you are the devil. They are bringing oil and the water, and you are still forcing them and forcing and forcing them. It cannot work. We want to tell the British that what they have done, they should come and undo. We want to tell the Americans that it is our free minds, it's our freedom. The first thing that God gives to a man is freedom. Freedom to choose. Even the Bible says, I have set life and death for you, O man. Choose life that you may live. We want to choose life, and that is Biafra. It is not a crime. Nigeria is the one that can still be without the Igbos. Nigeria is the one that can still be the Yorubas and the Hausa Fulani Hooligans can still be together without the Biafras. We want to go. It doesn't mean that if the Biafran go, Nigeria will collapse. Nigeria can still be, but we want to be on our own. Is it too much to ask? Is it a crime to ask? It is not a crime. In everywhere, under the country, under the UN Human Rights Watcher, the Human Rights Charter, whatever they call it, it is acceptable. We want to be ourselves. We want to be ourselves. It's not a crime to ask for it. So, my director, I want to thank you for the good work you're doing, and I know that in no distant time, the sun shall rise. We are doing all our possible best with us that are meeting last time concerning the demonstration, and also we're going to do it in a way we're going to do it in this zoo, because we know their plans and their everything. So we have mapped out the way we're going to do it that day. We're going to a church, assemble ourselves, pray, and do what we're supposed to do. And I think that will be the end of it, and we want to be there. We wait for the next phase of it. I want to thank you, whatever you are doing, and please, carry our people along, especially those in the southeast. Let's enter all the nooks and crannies and all those things, and if you need us to come to do all those things, I think we'll be able to want to do it, so that our people will know. Concerning our transmitter, I can't wait to tell my mother to switch to her radio by her parents to listen to Radio Biafra. She wants to listen. She always comes here and asks, when do you say that this is going to be? I said, just the question is going to come. I want to thank you and make sure for thank you and good night.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Very eloquent, very succinctly delivered. That is what I like when men approach issues like this and they dissect it. They put it back together again to make it have some sense or some semblance of meaning. Please, Jesse, go ahead. You have something to say. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. And once again, my people, my name remains Ostadima Okeke. Actually, Director, I don't have much to say. Like I always said, I want to quickly pass this message to those our brothers and sisters, those of them call themselves Igbos, brothers of them in Israel, who is trying to complicate issues in what we are doing in Israel. I think I send this message to those of them in Germany also, who was carrying bring back our guests flyers. Actually, they still think we are kidding. They still think we leave everything we think we are in diaspora to come back here and to joke. We want to make it very clear to them that maybe before you think of traveling abroad, that we have been living abroad. But here we are today in our land, singing this same song of Biafra restoration. We keep pleading with you. We come in peace. We don't want to start showing our power to our people. We keep pleading. If you're not with us, please keep hiding. If you are not with what we are doing, if you are not supporting what we are doing, please don't try to distract what we are doing. Hold your peace. We are making it very clear to each and every one of you who is trying to scatter what we are doing in one way or the other. Unless your portfolio didn't come across to us here in Biafra land, believe me, we will hunt you down. We will start from your family here. We will let you know that we are not kidding. We are very, very angry. 30th of May is around the corner, and we are fully prepared. Please, do not play with what we are doing. We are very, very angry here. We are very, very angry. And our anger is to those of them, our enemies. We don't want to create more enemies, not even our people. Please, wherever you are, hold your peace. Do not spoil what we are doing in one way or the other. Even Yoruba people, Hausa people, they hold their peace. None of them is coming out to try to distract what we are doing, even when we are here. Why must our people, why must our so-called foolish Igbo people in various countries, those of them who choose to die slave, we beg you, do not let us hurt innocent our people here, so-called your family people, because they are the people who is going to pay back for that your stupidity out there. Do not let that happen. Please, hold your peace. Hold your peace. Wherever you are, we are here, and we are making it very clear to our people, wherever you are, that we are not afraid of this coming war. We are ready. We are capable of what we are getting into. We are also passing the information to those of them, wherever you are listening to us, and you have betrayed Igbo people, Biafrans, in this very land. You have said your people, you have cheated, you have lied, you have deceived your people in one way or the other in this very zoological republic of government called Nigeria. We advise you to quickly leave this very land as 30th of May is passing, because we are going to cleanse this land before forging ahead to meet the Boko Harams. So please, this is our message from the inner core of the Biafrans on the ground. We are not joking. I don't have much thing to say again, Director, than to advise my people, Biafrans in Thailand, where I happen to come back from, to please, do not relent. Do not fail to come out on 30th of May, no matter what. We know what is happening there. Before it breaks, immediately it breaks, let me not say before it breaks, before the news breaks, or immediately it breaks, we heard it here. We always alert. We know what is going on there, but we encourage you to do not fail, not even when I happen to come from that very part of the world, and I happen to be at the inner core here in Biafra land. So please, I want you all in that very part of the world to make sure you join the Biafras all over the world to come out anywhere at all. Hence, you can congregate even inside the church. Make sure you come out. Do not fail. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much, Osi. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Do you see the barrister is with me? Yes.
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Thank you, Osi Tadema. Well spoken. I also have to thank my brother who spoke before Osita took up the microphone.
Barrister, you know I hate to do this, but I have to stop you for a minute. Please stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
I'm hearing you. I'm not beside my radio. I am a Biafran residing in Bamenda. I'm waiting on the line till you call back, or do you want me to start communicating?
Please start communicating. Go ahead.
Okay, my name's Amonde Okoma. I'm Samuel, residing in Cameroon for about 30-something years. I'm a son of Biafra from Oso local government, Imo State. I'm from Umuho Kabia, precisely.
Thank you. Go ahead. Are you people preparing for the 30th of May?
Yes, we are pre-
we are preparing. I'm trying to put up some few things in my computer so that I'll be able to log and know exactly what is happening. And many people have gotten in contact because I contacted you people over the radio, over the television for so many months, weeks now, struggling to see what I can do to mobilize my people for preparation for which to go ahead. So we Cameroonians, we are getting prepared to get march on that day. And I am pleading that I am unable to come up with the monument you are putting up in Enugu, but I am planning something for Biafra. After that, I will come on personal myself in my own person to come and visit you at Enugu, because I am now and then in Osun local government. So I am encouraging you whatever you are doing, my director. I am telling you that we are solely behind you, and we are telling you that whether we want or not, Wotukwa Biama has predicted it, Biafra will surely come. And the truth about it is, because you are a courageous man, keep on faith. Don't be discouraged. Whether they talk of our Wazirika or who and who, so on and so forth. With the missions Moses was able to accomplish because God appointed it. When God called Aaron and Caleb, they accomplished it. So Wotukwa started this course, but I believe by the grace of God, you will accomplish it, and the glory and honor will be given to our God and to you the same. So I am encouraging everybody in the radio Biafra, go ahead with your cause. You didn't commit any fraud, you didn't commit any crime because you are a Biafran, but because you want indigenous of Biafra to be free after long suffering. So God will surely grant your will and bless you. I am still Monday Okoma from Cameroon. God bless you, Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. I held the barrister on the line for that brother from the Cameroon, and I'm sure he'll be delighted I did so. Please, barrister, proceed.
Yeah, thank you, director. In fact, you did well to stop me before I'm turbocharged, which is more dangerous for me. So, halting it at the beginning is the best way, director. Still in my quest to thanking our brother that called earlier before Osita Adema to the microphone. He spoke. It is the second or third time I hear that brother talk. He makes sense. Everything he say is too much. We want more people here on Radio Biafra to be talking to us, not those who have doubts. I do not understand that I have to readdress this issue once again. Before I go back to the main issue, director, let me place down the main issue before I forget. It's about the news you read. The document that was written about how we were slaughtered by Harold Wilson and his government. The conservatives supported them and looked away. That is the reason why I called, because you said it on the news. Nobody has made any comment. I've been lying down here thinking on to see if anybody will make any comment, but they didn't, and time is passing by. That's why I came to call. However, let me put a pause to this and address this issue that we've treated before. Anybody who comes along and says, director, please, don't treat us like Wazirika, that person is either a member of Masob or has something to do with Nigeria. And I'll tell you why. If any of our people do not appreciate that Boko Haram are killing us on a daily basis, they are now centering all their attitude, everything, all their mannerism towards Wazirika that has failed woefully. Who can ever ring? I put this as a challenge. What Wazirika done? Why he reigned and reigned with bad history? He reigned with the killings of our people. Wazirika reigned with fraud, with lies, with kidnapping. How can he succeed? Who can tell me what Wazirika did during this period of his reigning? If you can ring Radio Biafra, tell us one, apart from bringing mayhem. How can you differentiate Wazirika between Boko Haram and he himself? For anybody out there to compare Radio Biafra, who is championing this movement of trying to reinstall or reinstate Biafra, it's not really thinking very well. Because when you look at it, see what RBL, the championing what we are doing to restore Biafra. Is it a satellite we brought in
is it our transmitter that everybody worldwide contributed without seeing me in person, without seeing Uche Mefokaro Monday, or seeing the director himself, or seeing the host of our women, Ngozi Madu, Ebere, Adibogo, and all the rest of all the executives, or is it Dr. Kujeze, or Dr. Iranya, or is it Professor Odenibo? How many of you have seen any of these people I'm calling? Yet, dear friends, we are able to come together, make contributions, over £100,000. It was weaker, do anything of such, for you to compare, hey, please don't let us down. Like, what did Wazwike do for us to be compared with him? Radio Biafra changed Biafra before. When you type Biafra on a computer, you put it on a red line. Now, if you type Biafra with a small letter, it will convert it straight away to capital letter. Wasn't able to do any of this? All Biafrans worldwide are singing from the same hymn sheet. Wazuka was into politics, taking money from here and there. Who can say he has paid director any amount of money? Who can say director is talking to any of these bloody politicians? Who can say it? Judge people by their records, not by mere fabrication or what some people are rumoring. Judge people by what they do. When the facts speak for itself, that is what you judge people for, not what you hear. Hearsay is not an evidence, and it's not an admissible evidence in court. When you charge a man, show the man what he done. Prima facie evidence. We have overwhelming prima facie here at Radio Biafra, what we have achieved, and it's plain selling, it's moving quickly, as if we just started 10 years ago. Because of the leadership, because of how temperamental director is, he applied it into what he's doing. And he's not apologizing for it. We are following him dogmatically. We are not looking back. With all of us, we are putting efforts. All the friends of Biafra, look at the lady from Imbieri, brought in the husband, a German. She spoke. Who will say Ozrike had any communication with anybody apart from killing, kidnapping, frauding, and killing women at Onitsha and taking their goods? That was what Ozrike did for Biafra. Is it a record that you have to compare with Radio Biafra? We stayed here, organized everything worldwide. The director stayed here, organized people in Africa. A guy just finished speaking out on Biafra from Cameroon. Everybody is involved in this particular struggle. Nobody has been moved away or exempted. Everybody is involved in what we are doing. That is the righteousness of this restoration of Biafra. When our people see all these things, our people normally say, "Onyari go by." When you go to the market, you have no money. You go to the market, so there's no good fish here. Simply because you don't have the money. If you don't have the bottle to join the struggle, stay aside, but don't come in and say, "Oh, because of this, that is, are you, is Wazirike Biafra?" My brother, Ojuku, from France, you have got, don't we have plane crashes? Don't people fly? And that's what did a joke. People die. They have accidents, they die. Does it mean that all cars on the road are no longer running? People swim and get drowned. Does it mean that they don't swim anymore? Our people, stop giving flimsy excuses. Biafra will come with or without you. But it's better. When I was in a primary school, when I used to have a chalk, one of my teachers said that in Ghana, where there is a song for, some will win, some will lose. Join those who will win so that your name will be underlined under those who have won a race. If you do want to disgrace your family, step aside. But time will come when we will calculate how many miles. Let me stop that issue for now. Let me pick the issue of the letter, the document director was reading earlier about how our people are massacred.
Director, if you check the history of self-determination, it did not start yesterday. It started, if we look at came to our country, self-determination has always been there, but it was not taken up. They overlooked it and massacred, slaughtered the Afrian. The most painful side of it is children in classrooms, women at the market square, those who are sick in the hospital, the bomb touched all of them. Indiscriminate killing instead of fighting the army. These are the people you're supposed to engage, fight militarily. Instead, they went killing us, deliberate killing, just to wipe off Biafrans. But God created us in such a way, he said, our population will be equal to those of stars in heaven. No matter how much they kill us, they can never wipe. Who sang that song? Houston. He said, no matter what you do to her, you can never take away her dignity. So she's dead, but she died with her dignity. Biafrans are massacred. Up to today, we are still facing massacring. But regardless, you can never wipe our population away. Because we are everywhere, you see. Biafrans are everywhere. And what a shame. The people that brought about respect. Look at, bring my girls. America's thrown in there. Bring my girls, Britain are there. Bring my girls, the French people are there. But during Nigerian Biafran war, they starved our people. Ashok everywhere. Instead, our African brothers took our people, Gabon, Ivory Coast. Britain didn't have aircraft that will entertain Biafrans anymore. They did us evil. And we are not afraid to say it. I've always said this. Man can only die by want. If you are afraid of what belongs to you, hell to you. Be proud to get what belongs to you. Don't be shy. Don't run away. If you don't talk, nobody will talk for you. Director, now I'll give you the answer. You're asking, what did we do to them? We did not do anything to them apart from the oil they want to get free. The Africans will not allow them to get it free. That's why they took us straight to the house. Get the house has gone and ask us to start studying. We have pen. The houses have gone. You have a pen. How can you compete with somebody who put a gun on your head?
To drop the I pen. Shoot you.
They use the Muslims to sit on our head so that it will be easy for them to get the oil. That is all, Director, nothing else. Because we hate cheating. We don't like victimization. That is why we have that mantra. Live and let live. That is our spiritual standing. We have this from origin. Our forefathers have always believed in, please, take what belongs to you, and I will take what belongs to I. But those who came to us came by force. They came with gun. They even go across and took some Ghanaians to come and kill us. What did we do? You are in your territory. Somebody came to you with guns and ammunition to subdue you and subjected you into the life we live up to today. We are everywhere seeking for asylum. Even most people are not even getting the asylum. We are degraded.
Barrister, to add to what you're saying, there's been another bomb blast in Jos. Another bomb blast in Jos.
Look at that.
Yes, those that were left before, those that went back to go and sell pure water at 20 naira, they've caught them.
Okoburu, Kishiria, we have been saying this since 2009. Our people leave that place. They are selling all these things to one another. Hausa man will not buy it from you. Yoruba there will not buy it from you. Igbo is buying product from Igbo. Biafra is buying product from Biafra. Go back home and trade. Our people, they want to carry the whole wealth. Now they are dying. All the profits they made, they won't even enjoy it. Director, you know, when I start, I go overboard. Let me put a break here. I am standing by. But we all of us will not die. And all of us will not be cowards. We have people like you there. Patrolling and, of course, engaging, projecting the Biafran restoration. And I'm here with you.
You will be, Barrister. Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself, Rasim Ambezu. our people must prepare. After the 30th of May, we start freedom fighting. Is rubbish. All the nonsense, all the bunkum from 2009, sit at home, sit in the forest, sit on top of a tree, is all babash. After the 30th of May, we commence freedom fighting. All of you must be prepared. If you think you have contributed in the past to buy the transmitter, you have contributed to build memorial. It is only the beginning. Preamble. You are now about to buy weapons. We are going to win this very war. What happened before cannot happen to us again. Somebody told me today that people do not contribute money for weapons buying. We tell them that because they are not Biafrans. We are Biafrans. We make the impossible possible. After the 30th of May, as they will say in my village, you know what's atripa? You must be prepared for what is to come. If you don't volunteer yourself, you fund it. Two things you can choose. One, either you come back here to fight with us, or you contribute your money wherever you are. And at the end of this year, it will no longer be, do you want to contribute or not? It becomes compulsory. But you see what we are doing. You will measure us by our progress. You will see what we are doing on the ground here. Then we'll call upon you. You will fund this very movement because we are going to be free. There is no choice. As I said, some of you will let us down. We can't let you down. It's as simple as that. Some people think that maybe because they are criminals, everybody is a criminal. No, it doesn't work that way. Some of us are incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. There is nothing greater than honor. We thank each and every one of you for having listened today. We urge you to keep spreading the word. Some of you are going to church tomorrow if you're in this part of the world. When you go to church, tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. Tell them to go and install satellite. It's not very expensive. Tell them to go and do the honorable thing, to observe a 2-minute silence. 12 noon, come the 30th of May, that the spirit of Chukwu Abiama and all our people dead may be able to rise up in unison to come with us upon this very journey that we are embarking upon. Very, very serious. We don't retreat, we don't surrender. Bear that in mind. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you once again that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. On this very radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from your capital city, Enugu, here in Biafra land.
We have him all.